talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What's happening?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4.
And now...
Wait, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. What?
Our feature presentation.
Ain't no fooling around.
What? Isn't that what we do?
Wait a minute.
That's Kevin, Lister Andrew requested that. We had not played that in a very long time, but he said, hey, when you come back, if you can, how about a little Busboys? So we're happy to take care of that.
Sure. Any Busboy requests, we're down with.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
What's
how
going
you
on?
Doing?
We're just
starting that up again, aren't we?
What are you wearing?
Did we miss Lisa's birthday again this year?
Yeah, every year now.
Wow.
Every year. I don't know when that started. Really, but
that breaks my heart.
Funny, it doesn't break mine. I'm good.
How dare you?
What? We were going to call and get you something. Are you sure?
I'm good, really. Thank you. I had a great birthday. I'm fine.
Wow.
Appreciate
I haven't seen everybody on the show, so I don't know if it's full attendance today, but I'm frankly surprised to see some of you at this hour on the first day back.
How dare you?
And by some of you, you mean me?
Well, I was thinking of you. Your name did come to mind.
How dare you? I am a professional.
What happened to your key card to get into the building?
I lost it. So I have to call the hotline and go, hey, can someone come out and open the gate for me, please?
Yeah,
hilarious.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Maybe that's happened. Maybe I lost my card 30 times.
Yeah. Maybe. And I love that I use mine about 3 times a year, and I have had the same one for 12 years. I
right.
love that.
It's much easier to keep track if you don't use it very often.
Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
Oh, is it?
Thank
is
you,
that
Lisa.
True?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
I'm sure you put it in your special when I come to L.A. place.
Sure.
Okay.
Which
right.
is in his ass.
And I'm surprised, frankly, that Beer Mug is alive and relatively sober, too, because Beer Mug is a guy who takes advantage of time off.
And I like relatively sober because he really...
Right.
I mean,
he sounds rough.
You can't expect too much.
Yeah.
No.
I do have a little bit of a residual buzz still from the weekend.
Yeah. This is residual buzz. Yeah. All right. That's in my autobiography. So I'll pick it up.
So last night, and by the way, it honked me up. Maybe it honked you guys up, too. It's been a number of years since the 4th of July has actually happened on the night before everybody has to go back to work.
Right.
In the last few years, it's happened where you've still had a day off or two after the actual fireworks. So last night, a late night for many people listening, and many of us here on the show. So I'm out, on the beach watching the fireworks, and they have. It's not a new thing, but I don't see it all that often. But last night it was in full effect, where people were building bonfires. They were building these giant, what looked like teepees, about
sweet
8 or 10 feet into the. Not quite that far. Maybe about 5 feet into the water. So they have these giant bonfires while they're all huddled outside watching the fireworks, right? So this family is trying to start their bonfire. It's, I'm in Seattle. The sun sets very late. It's around 10:15, and the sun is finally going down last night. And they go to light their bonfire. And I don't know what they had planned, what kind of fire stick or something like that they were going to use, but they couldn't get the thing lit. So one person after another from this family, from the grandma all the way down to the kids, went out there with a burning stick trying to get this thing lit. And they couldn't get the bonfire going, right?
Right.
Which is a super bummer because I imagine it was took quite a bit of time and effort to
right.
build that thing, and
yeah.
it's going to be spectacular when it goes up. So then they decide what they're going to do is they're going to shoot fireworks into the teepee
See?
To get it lit up.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So that's what they start doing. Just one right after another, they start bombarding. I mean, it's like watching CNN coverage from Baghdad. They just start blasting these fireworks, and the fireworks are getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know whether the thing was wet or what the deal was, but it took forever until it finally got started.
Did anybody yell, shock and awe, shock and awe?
So now the bonfire is going, and for about 90 seconds, they're living the dream. They're out there. It's a beautiful, warm summer night. The fireworks are going off. Their bonfire is going. They are ruling. And then all of a sudden, and I guess it was the wind, the embers from the teepee, the bonfire now, start blowing back on everybody. It starts hitting everybody in the face. It starts landing on top of everybody's stuff. It starts blowing down the beach. And now it turned, and this was unbelievable, it turned from a beautiful bucolic moment into, we're going to burn the neighborhood down in about 1 minute.
Let's burn this mother down.
And I'm telling you that flames are flying off of this bonfire now right onto the beach. It starts catching little things on fire all around it.
Sweet.
And the next thing you know, it's just nothing but panic. And there's people dragging giant hoses over, and they're now this fire that they spent an hour trying to get going. They're out there with everything they've got trying to just put this thing out as fast as possible.
What? Why would they try and put it out?
Because the embers were flying all over everything and everybody, including the neighbor's house next door, which had nothing but firewood stacked up as far as the eye can see, all up and down the house. These embers are just flying right into the firewood. Now, what are the chances that Ember's going to set firewood on fire? I don't know.
Very
maybe
slim.
Maybe it needs more than that. But the danger was very real. And there was nothing funnier than seeing how long it took them to get the thing started and then how long it took them to get the thing out. And eventually they go out there with giant poles, basically, and try to bang the thing down and knock it into the water. Just try to get rid of it. Just eliminate it. Pretend it never exists. And I was thinking, that's not the 4th of July fireworks experience that they were probably
certainly not what
for.
They had planned, yeah. Yeah,
I just couldn't believe when they brought over all those hoses, though. I was thinking, how could this have happened? How could this have gone worse for them?
Yeah.
That was a good time.
I was thinking a lot of the same thoughts myself last night.
Oh, really?
How could this happen?
There was some fire coming back your way, was there?
Yes. In a way, yes. I'll have to tell you about that later.
I would like to hear about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about today's Kevin Amico, shall we?
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Correct. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin, DMZ.
Oh, lots to catch up on.
Catch up on a lot of stuff with him. It's always fun to talk to him when we get back from vacation and even over the weekend because so much happens and they keep track of all of it.
Yep.
We have Brad Williams, comedian.
Oh, he's great.
Question mark, according to a lot of people that are going to be picketing.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to him. Love that. He's got a benefit going with Jim Jefferies. We have Johnny Strange is going to be in the studio today.
How about that?
This is the dude who is, I don't know, 9, and he's...
19.
Okay, 19. And, he's climbed Everest and a bunch of the other tallest mountains in the world.
By the way,
Everest is enough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you climb Everest.
People die all the time climbing Everest.
So I think he was 12 or 13 when he climbed Everest, by the way.
Right, which F you... Right? I mean, that's
totally.
Our message to him, right?
Yeah.
Right.
You're throwing off the curve. So he's done like 7 other of the world's tallest or whatever, and he's going to the South Pole, and I don't know.
And he surfs like the biggest waves in the world, and he base jumps in the Grand Canyon. I mean, he does all of that stuff.
Building his own rocket, going to the moon, I think.
He's 19. He does. I have seen video of him shooting an arrow into the air and then catching it on the way down. I mean, he does crazy stuff like that.
Well, I hope he does more of that.
So this could be one of his final appearances in media.
He's throwing off
today's
the curve.
Kevin DeBeach. We talked to the dude on the phone last month, and he was just fascinating.
Yeah.
And the fact that he didn't have any sponsors, by the way, still blows my mind. But he's coming in studio today, so we'll get a chance to catch up with him some more and find out what's next. I think he was supposed to. I don't know if it happened or not. I think he was scheduled to swim the English Channel over the holiday. I don't know if that happened or not. We'll find out.
Wow.
That's not a joke, by the way. I'm serious.
I was going to ask, but then I could tell you were serious.
No, I'm being serious.
Yes. Stop it.
His plan was to swim the English Channel, right?
That's our message to him, right?
What are you doing this weekend? I don't know. I'm thinking about going to see Bridesmaids. How about you? Well, swim in the English Channel.
Just stop it. Stop doing all that.
Almighty.
You're ruining it for the rest of us. It makes us all look like slobs.
Yeah.
Which we are. We're lazy slobs, but we don't need you out there pointing it out. We have a brand new Beans Death Corner on the way.
Oh, so much death. So much death. So much sweet, glorious death.
Listen to the glee in his voice. So odd. We have Bill Warren, and I don't know if you recognize that name, but this is a guy who is going to go find Osama bin Laden's body.
Oh, that guy.
In the ocean.
Yes.
Fantastic.
He says he's worried that people around the world don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this will help. And I've had some experience with people who don't believe things, and you could show them everything right in front of their face, and it wouldn't help.
No.
Because they're not going to believe. But anyway, he's going out there, and he's on a mission, and I believe he's getting paid for this, right, Bean?
I'm not aware of that.
Well, I thought he was.
I know that part of his plan is he hopes to get paid if he has the body. He's hoping the Bin Laden family, which is very wealthy, will cough up a pretty penny for it.
I thought there were a bunch of people like that were sponsoring him or something.
We'll find out. Okay. We'll find out. It'd be sad if he had a sponsor and Johnny Strange doesn't, though.
Yeah.
That would be sad, yeah. We also have Internet Roundup, a brand new Internet Roundup for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Gene Simmons on the program today. The real one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. All right.
that was questionable, right? At best. That's questionable at best. And we have an announcement to make of can I say the B word?
I think you can say.
Bitch. What?
Yeah, no, that's you can say that.
Oh, breakfast.
Yeah.
We have a new breakfast that we're going to tell you about and start giving away tickets.
Cool.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a break and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat Now. You are listening to the world famous K-Rock at 5:52.
Hey, Ralph Garman.
Just let it fade.
Oh, it's sweet. It's over. Well, Beer Mug wants to play as many songs as possible so you have no time to do your showbiz report. That's what we've learned already this morning.
Or he wants to buy me as much time as possible so I can write the showbiz report.
Oh, we didn't realize you needed that.
What's going on? Maybe how Beer Mug rolls. So why don't you just leave the Jew be?
He didn't even know that, by the way. He got very lucky that time. All right. Ralph Garman, welcome, man. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How was your time off? You still do your little imaginary podcast show while we were gone?
The imaginary podcast that's heard worldwide by hundreds of thousands of listeners who love and adore us. That one? Yeah, we still do that. We were doing that during the vacation. It was wildly successful. Wildly.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had a good one. Did a show. Smith was out of town. Did it with Catherine Reitman, who was the daughter of director Ivan Reitman and sister of Jason Reitman, writer-director.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that was fantastic. She was hilariously funny and very entertaining. And then Smith's been back for a couple weeks, so we've been playing to practically sold-out houses up there at the City Walk show. It's
fantastic.
And now we're prepping Comic-Con. We're doing the Hollywood Babylon show down at Comic-Con that
Interesting.
Weekend. We'll be performing at the House of Blues there in San Diego on the 22nd, which is the Friday night of San Diego Comic-Con.
Are you going to have any time for that? Aren't you hosting a panel at that time? And then
wait
at 11
till you hear
one
the
and three?
News. I don't think you know the news, but here's the news.
What's the news?
I was originally scheduled to host the panel once again this year for Sony Pictures.
Right.
To talk about their big budget extravaganzas that are coming out in the next upcoming year. I'll be hosting that panel.
Right.
Then immediately after that, I will go in and host the Dexter panel, which will talk about the new season of Dexter.
Sweet.
With co-stars like Colin Hanks, who's one of the co-stars this year. Of course, Michael C. will be there, so everybody will I do that every year. I'll be doing that.
Right.
And then that was supposed to be it for me, panel-wise. I was just
but that's how last year started, too, and then...
I was just going to do the two panels.
Right.
Thursday was a big panel day, and then Friday I pretty much had all day free until Friday night when we did the Hollywood Babylon. Well, I got a call for some folks.
Right.
And said, we would like you to host an additional panel on Friday, if you don't mind.
Right. And of course you said, of course.
Well, I said, well, it depends. Man. I'm a very, very busy man.
Sure.
I can't spread myself too thin. What is the subject of this panel? And they said, we would like to celebrate the 45th anniversary of the 1960s TV series Batman.
Oh, man.
So it'll be Adam West and Robin the Boy Wonder, Burt Ward, and original Catwoman Julie Newmar will be sitting on stage with your moderator, Ralph Garman, asking them questions.
That's going to be the greatest moment of your life,
I would have to do a lot of research,
Too.
Just so I can figure out
research.
Just so I could know anything about that series. It was on in 1966.
1966 through 68 was that when that series was on. And I will be the host moderator of that show, as well as performing oral sex on the majority of the guests.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Unbelievable. Yes.
So that was the news over the holiday, which was a very exciting
Have you met Catwoman before,
That's
Ralph?
Sweet.
I've only met Julie Newmar once, very briefly, so I'm looking forward to speaking with her. I got a lot of questions for her. So.
And Burt Ward, he details your car every 2 weeks, so you see him, right?
Well, when he's not working at the Starbucks over there on Ventura when I stop by, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's very, very exciting. So it's going to be, I'm already counting down. Once 4th of July is over, for me, it's just a straight countdown to Comic-Con.
Sure.
When is Comic-Con? What is the date of that?
Starts the 21st, I think.
Of July?
Of July, 21st through the 25th.
Fast.
So not this weekend. And not the next, but so 2 weeks from this weekend we'll be there. And we'll be down there broadcasting live. I'll be down there for 2 days. You guys are coming down on Friday, I think,
to do some
stuff. And then, like I said, it's jam-packed.
Those are our people, so we're happy to be there.
They are not your people, sir. Those are the people you have maligned for lo these many years. But now that you recognize the power that is wielded by the geeks, all of a sudden you want to cozy up. And
I
we will have none of it.
Ralph's tried to tag along to our bit.
I know.
It's annoying.
Trying to ride your coattails at Comic-Con. I know what big stars you are.
He realizes we've been right all along.
Douchebags. All right. While we're talking about Comic-Con and the big smash hit movies from the world of geekdom, you can't ignore Transformers Dark of the Moon as we look at the big box office numbers for the holiday weekend. Scored the third best worldwide debut weekend of all time.
All right. I guess if you're into that.
It grossed, as of Sunday, $372 million.
And that's in 4 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Only Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince in 2009 and Spider-Man 3 in 2007 earned more, respectively.
Anyone see it?
I did not.
Yeah.
No.
I saw it, yeah.
I hear it's the best of the three.
Really?
Really?
That's what they're saying.
Not what I heard.
I don't think it's the best of the three.
No, it's better than two, but not as good as one.
That's what I would say too. And it's visually just stunning. It's really a masterpiece visually.
That is just damning with faint praise.
It is. I mean that, and you know that's what you're going for.
That's
really
why I didn't go. And it's almost 3 hours long.
It is very.
That's
long.
What I don't understand at all.
We did have
isn't the
take,
final the final battle with the robots? Isn't it an hour?
We had to take like a lunch break in the middle of it. So yes,
did you miss Megan Fox?
It's long.
Rosie. You had Rosie in there.
Rosie, by the way, not
Whiteley
hard,
Huntington.
Not hard to look at.
She is not ugly.
No.
That's what you're getting at.
She was a fine replacement. She's no Megan, but she's a fine replacement.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I liked it. That's what I knew it was going to be, and it was.
That's what I knew it was going to be, and so I didn't
go. All right.
I find Michael Bay movies just visually noisy. There's so much going on the screen for so long, I start to get numb to it and lose interest.
Yeah. I've heard it's more of an endurance test than it is a film.
Yes. It's sort of a qualifying film.
Not for me.
If you can get through that film, you earn the right to watch another film at a later date. That's what I've heard.
The next one?
Yeah.
The next Transformers?
Number two at the box office was Cars 2. Now, Transformer, over the proper three-day weekend, made $162 million. Cars 2, which was in second place, made $32 million. So pretty much everybody who was going to the movies went to Transformers
3. And 32 is huge. Normally.
It's a good weekend.
Normally, yeah.
Bad Teacher was third. Larry Crown, the new Julia Roberts, Tom Hanks movie, was in fourth place with $15 million.
My wife was really looking forward to that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I was too.
And so she went, and then she came home, and then I said, hey, No, you don't.
That strikes me as a movie that someone found in a time capsule from 1995. As I was driving past the billboard, I said to my wife, you know, in another day in time, that would have been a big story to have Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts in the same movie, a romantic comedy at the same time. Everybody would be talking about that. I don't think anybody cares about that.
The reviews are awful.
Well, people stayed away in droves. $15 million it made. Super 8 was fifth. Monte Carlo was sixth. Green Lantern, Mr. Popper's Penguins, Bridesmaids, and Midnight in Paris were your top 10 at the box office this
weekend. What's Monte Carlo, Ralph?
Monte Carlo is the movie with Justin Bieber's girlfriend, Selena Gomez. Yes. It's Prince and the Pauper. It's that story, basically.
Gotcha.
She goes to Monte Carlo and turns out she's a dead ringer for some big-time fashion debutante celebrity money.
I didn't hear one word about that movie.
Making broad. And she switched places with her, and it's wildly, wildly entertaining.
Craziness ensues.
All I know is Katie Cassidy's in it. That's the only reason I know anything about it. Because, you know, I got a big crush on her.
All right. Yes.
And while we're talking about Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, I'll learn her name before the next Transformers comes out. She may not be back for the next Transformers.
What?
Already? When asked about filming, this is her first big movie, you know.
Right.
She said, you're in the sun all day long. It was dirty and smelly. It was like boot camp, she said, about making Transformers 3.
It was like boot camp.
Now, don't get me wrong. She didn't call Michael Bay Hitler, which was what got Megan Fox fired.
Right.
But this kind of complaining does not always sit well with the powers that be, especially when it comes to a movie that's about robots.
And doesn't she understand that they could have picked any Victoria's Secret model and put her in that role? There's nothing special about her. She just happened to be lucky this time.
Apparently she doesn't realize that. She was asked, how does it feel to be basically stealing work from real actresses, being a model who's just plugged into a movie?
Right.
And she said, it's about time, because actresses are always stealing models' works. Said all the big advertising campaigns and photo ads and stuff always feature actresses now.
Oh, I see.
And models don't get a chance to make a buck anymore. Poor
models just don't get any work.
So here, Turnabout is indeed fair play. Wow. It's harsh on Rosie. Whittington Huntington Turk. Today's celebrity birthdays, singer Huey Lewis.
Oh, Jimmy's so excited
this
today.
This is a big day for Jimmy.
Yeah.
He's got to be having a party.
61 years old today, Huey Lewis.
He's
the
only person that I know that likes Huey Lewis in the news.
Jimmy is one of a small cadre of people still carrying the Huey Lewis torch, if that's what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes. Edie Falco. Amadeus. Different Falco.
Yeah.
She, of course, is Nurse Jackie over on Showtime, which was great this season, by the way.
So great.
She is 48 years old. Bizarre of D12 is 35 years old today. And Dave Haywood of Lady Antebellum celebrates his 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Fire-breathing bass player and co-lead vocalist of Kiss joins us in less than 1 hour from right now. We'll talk to Gene Simmons. Got an all-new internet roundup on the way, too. But first, who loves death? Come on.
Well, Bean loves death, and he's really the only one that I've ever met who enjoys that part of life.
Yeah, I gotta say, I can't think of anybody else.
That doesn't even qualify as a part of life, but Bean does love it.
Hey, everybody, gather all the kiddies around the radio. It's time for Bean's Death Corner.
Bean loves death any time of day. He gets all giddy and screams hooray.
There's something wrong in his head. Death.
We don't know what's wrong with Bean, but now you'll get to see what we mean.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
I
love death.
Oh, it was killing me to be away, killing me to be on vacation and not be able to share all these wonderful tales of the dearly departed with you. Bean's Death Corner on the air with an all-new edition. By the way, you can follow along, or if you want to send these stories on to your friends, we have a post up at kevinandbean.com if you want to see photos and find out more.
It was killing all of us to not hear about death a lot.
Beautiful Fagalu Mukametsinyano.
I'm sorry, don't care about the last name.
Is her name.
What's the first name?
Fagalu. She was 49 years old. She unfortunately had heart failure and died. The doctor declared her dead. This was in Russia. This happened a couple of weeks ago. And as is the tradition in that country, the husband called over friends and family to prepare the woman for burial. That's how they do it, I guess.
You mean friends do it?
Yes.
Oh, so friends and family? Oh.
They're singing and they're chanting and they're partying and they're wishing her well.
Gutting her like a fish?
The woman woke up.
What?
Turned out she had not been dead, in fact. Woke up, went into shock at realizing she was at her own funeral and immediately had a heart attack and died 12 minutes later.
Wow.
She died twice, basically, is what happened there. That would be kind of shocking to wake up and realize you're at your own funeral.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
We're at your funeral.
What?
I can understand why that one would be a tough one for you. Fayetteville, Arkansas, where this happened over the weekend, here's a man running a red light, running into another car. That is a very typical story. You hear that all the time. What you don't ordinarily hear is that the passenger in the other car that he hit, the passenger that was killed in the car accident when the man ran the red light and ran into that other car, was, in fact, the man's wife.
What?
Yeah, he was out driving, and his wife was in a car with their son. And those were the two cars that were involved in the accident. But at least the same insurance company gets to handle both sides of it, so there is an upside to that. But,
Are we positive that was a mistake?
That is a good question.
Do we know, like, he maybe knows her patterns of where she drives?
No, apparently it was, in fact, a mistake. And imagine the sequence of events. Imagine you're inside that dude's head where, okay, I've been in a car accident. I'm okay.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Somebody's hurt in the other car. Oh, no. Somebody's dead in the other car. That's terrible. It's my wife. What?
That's not so bad. That's what he thought, right?
Silver lining, right?
Right.
Well, I only need to tell you the headline of this to know exactly where this is going, but it does involve a motorcyclist on a ride protesting the helmet laws in New York. You can certainly fill in the blanks when he hits a bump in the road, flips over the bike's handlebars, hits his head on the pavement, and yes, in fact, dies. 55-year-old Philip Contos. He was out on his 83 Harley-Davidson with a group of other motorcyclists. They were protesting helmet laws by doing what? Not wearing helmets. And, of course, troopers say he would have likely survived if he had been wearing
helmets.
So perhaps that he did not make the point he was intending to make by hitting the road
He may have actually strengthened the other side.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting story about a woman in Fall River, Massachusetts, who died. Apparently, she was in a public swimming pool and died on Sunday. Her body was not discovered until Tuesday night after the pool closed.
What?
Hot weather in Massachusetts had people in that pool on Sunday, all day Monday, and all day Tuesday. Lifeguards on duty. How did nobody see her body?
That's not possible.
How was this 36-year-old woman at that end of the pool and nobody saw her? Well, an investigation is underway right now. I can't figure out. How big is this pool, right?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you just have to stand over and you could see someone at the bottom.
There were lifeguards there. There were kids playing everything.
Yes. Apparently, she somehow fell down a water slide, went underwater and drowned. And I don't know, maybe if she was caught in the mechanism underneath the water slide and somehow she just wasn't readily visible. But they are conducting an investigation right now. And you can see video of the report from the pool and get an eyeball on the pool yourself. Again,
can you imagine
that corner post?
Can you imagine swimming in death suit?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, you find out when you read about it in the paper on Wednesday. Hey, the pool we went to over the weekend, there was a body in there.
Oh.
All right, those are three pretty good stories right there.
And finally, how about this? This is a Korean War veteran who died on Thursday. They buried him and then dug him up because he had been buried with his roommate at the hospital's dentures. Apparently, the 76-year-old man died. His 83-year-old roommate was not in the room when the guy died and when they collected up his belongings to bury him. The guy comes back to his room and says, "Hey, where are my dentures?" And they say, "Oh, they took him away and buried them with your roommate." Now, if that's me, don't you just get new dentures?
I would imagine. I don't know how much that costs, but no, I don't want dead guy dentures either.
I want to swim in
death soup.
You don't want to dig up this dude out of the grave to take the teeth out of his mouth so that you can then put them back into your mouth, do you?
No.
Under no circumstances.
You pass on that.
If I don't have the money, I'm going without teeth for the rest of my life.
Look, he's 83. How much does he need teeth anyway?
Wow. Come on.
This has been an all-new Bean's Death Corner.
That was Bean's Death Corner.
Oh, Bean loves death. Oh, Bean loves death.
Oh, Bean loves death so much.
Huge band, tiny little place, the latest in the Breakfast with Kevin and Bean series we will announce for you in less than 1 hour from right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Believe me, you do not want to miss this. And it's maybe our smallest breakfast yet, so it's going to be very tough to win tickets, but we'll give you a chance to do that also next hour. Well, last month, Kevin, we talked about Bill Warren, Southern California man, who plans to search and recover Osama bin Laden's body. And we thought, that's odd. That's not something most of us would do.
First of all, why? And second of all, what are the chances?
How? Exactly. I had many questions. And we asked producer Alex if she could track down Mr. Warren. And believe it or not, she has. And we've got him on the phone with us now. We're very excited to talk to him. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Yeah, okay. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Thank you for joining us. I'm a little disappointed that you haven't already found it. It would have been pretty sweet to do that on the 4th of July, man. You kind of missed a great window of opportunity there yesterday.
Yeah, I know. It takes a while to get all of the equipment and the personnel together to get over there.
All right, now tell people kind of the basis of how this all got started. You kind of do this for a living. You go to shipwrecks and you find treasures and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And your plan is actually to go out to the ocean where the Navy buried him and to find Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what we're going to try to do.
All right. Now, how did it start? Was that your idea originally? Is that why you just said, I think people need to see it, or what?
Yeah. I thought myself and the rest of the world needs to have proof. Why our government didn't show photos and video is rather strange and leaves it all open for conjecture. Most of the people I talk to around the world don't believe America killed him.
Really?
Oh,
now, that's
yeah.
a surprise to me. Of course, I watch mostly American media, but we seem to be convinced. I mean, I bet if you went out onto the street, I bet 90% of the people out there would believe the government story that we did, in fact, take him out.
Yeah, I believe we took him out, but people in Russia and China and other places that I talked to, even in Pakistan where I was interviewed, they have trouble believing it.
Now, wouldn't it have been very easy by now for Osama bin Laden to have come out and said, hey, very much alive, not dead.
Not dead yet.
I mean, really, that would have been very simple.
And it would have been easy. It would have been easy to embarrass the United States by doing that if, in fact, we had lied about it. I mean, I'm sure people are. The longer it goes without seeing Osama bin Laden, the more likely it is that people are going to believe he's dead, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but it's going to make a great documentary too.
Well,
it depends.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest question mark I had beyond why, Bill, and I sort of see your answer to that is. How are you going to even narrow down where the ship was that dumped him into the sea? The government was fairly stealth about this. I mean, the body was already underwater when they announced that he was dead, right? I mean, they did it like ASAP. Yeah. As soon as they killed the dude, they took him out and buried him, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And they didn't exactly release coordinates as to where that is. How close are you able to narrow that down to so you at least know where to start your search?
I've had a lot of people talking to men that have disembarked from that ship, you know, the U.S. Carl Vinson.
Right.
And I found three people, two Marines and a pilot who were on the ship. Two of the Marines are giving us the location within a 50-square-mile search area.
Oh, well, that pinpoints it.
50-square-miles. How tough is it to find a body underground? It's not like looking for something massive like a shipwreck.
Yeah, it's a smaller target. And the deeper the water that it is in, it's harder to see it. It'll look like a little cigar down there.
Right.
He's in a bag, you know.
But you're right. This is bizarre. Even if you had the exact coordinates, it seems like it's been long enough for currents under the water or whatever that you wouldn't have a chance, even if you had the exact coordinates.
Well, they weighted the body down, from what we've heard, with a couple hundred pounds of lead or steel weight.
Right.
In the bag or on top of the bag. Somehow they attached it, and it's not going to go anywhere. And in deeper water than 100 feet, there really aren't any currents that would move it. It'll sit right there.
Now, how do you forgive my ignorance on this, but I don't know very much about this topic in terms of looking for things in the ocean. Do you go down in like a mini submarine like James Cameron has, and is it a visual inspection, or do you have some sort of a sonar that's going to be able to pick up something that small, or what's the technique?
Yeah, the technique. And
it's a beard sonar. Yeah. Can actually find a beard.
Yeah. It's called side scan sonar. It looks like a small torpedo, and you pull it behind a boat. And it shows you a high definition. It's almost like photos, but it isn't. It's radio waves. And it show at 1,200 feet in the Caribbean, I found a beer bottle at 1,200 feet.
Were you looking for that beer bottle, or you just happened on it?
We just happened on it. You can see ripples on the bottom of the ocean, the sand, where there are rocks, you know. Found a toilet once.
Let me wow, you are finding treasures.
That was worth a ton.
Let me ask you this question, because we ask all our guests this, so don't be offended, but is this a complete 100% money scam?
No, it's not. No.
Are you getting money? Are you funded? I read in the article something about three guys from Chicago that were putting up some dough.
Yes, and I haven't seen it yet. But I also have a Los Angeles television production company that's going to produce this thing. And they will be paying me. And in fact, they spoke to me yesterday, one of the producers from this company, which I don't want to name yet. And they have some woman in New York City that is quite well off. And her girlfriend, I'm told, was in one of those two airplanes that crashed into the World Trade Tower. So she thinks this is a wonderful thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the voice of Bill Warren, by the way, on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's the man you heard about last month who plans to search for and recover Osama bin Laden's body. What is your plan? Let's say you get lucky, and let's say you find the body. What are you going to do with it then?
We're going to, if it's in deep water, we have to use a remote-operated vehicle.
Right.
One of those little things that you see in documentaries.
I'm sorry, just for time's sake, I think Bean is supposing that you're going to find it and bring it up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to bring it up, put it on the deck,
then
photograph,
what?
Videotape, and then we have, like, the number one DNA expert in the world who's going to be on the ship with us, and he will take samples of DNA, and then we can share that with the world. He's out of Canada. He's the guy that examined the bones for DNA on the Titanic.
Okay.
Oh, now, is your plan then, some articles when the story first broke suggested that maybe his family members or Al-Qaeda supporters even might want to get that body back so they can bury it more to their liking. Would that be something that you would think about doing?
Yes. And in fact, I received an email from one of the bin Laden family members.
Is that right?
Yes, about 10 days ago.
Offering money?
Yes, if we found it, but they didn't say how much.
Is this 100% scam?
Well,
no.
it's not a scam if he's earning the money, though. It's not a scam, Kevin. You're asking if it's a money-making venture.
No, but I'm asking if it's you're venturing what?
Well, we'd have to find the body before.
My point, is that you're not going to find the body. So,
well, I don't know. Might get lucky.
Might get lucky.
Hey, Bill's got a lot more experience at this sort of thing than I do.
He found a toilet.
Beer bottle and a toilet. So let's never forget that.
That's right.
So now, but don't you think, and we're desperately running late on time, Bill, and we thank you for your time this morning, but don't you think that there'd be an enormous backlash against you if you were to cooperate with bin Laden's family by giving him that body back and kind of giving, in some ways, comfort to the enemy? I mean, isn't it better off to leave Osama bin Laden where he is now rather than make that happen?
It could be. I'm not an expert.
Right. You're shaky. I got to tell you, a woman that knows
Bill.
Somebody
I'm going with him.
In
I'm
New York has given him money and liked the best DNA specialist. Not exactly the best, but liked the best. He's going to come out there. I mean, is this a 1,000% scam?
It's not a scam.
I'm asking the guest. If I wanted to ask you, we wouldn't have a guest on the phone.
Bill, when do you leave?
It looks like 3 or 4 weeks still. I thought we'd leave sooner, but it's taken longer to line up the right size boat.
You're not going, are you?
Pakistani TV is, when I was interviewed, offered a large ship and a smaller one. But typically we start in shallow water and work our way out to deeper water as we pull this thing.
Okay. Last question for you. And two things, really. One is we'd love to talk to you whenever you get back, whether it's successful or not. We'd love to talk to you and hear about your adventures if you wouldn't mind. And the last question I have is put a percentage on it for me right now. As a guy who has done this for decades, as a guy who's been out there and searched for things in deep water, and you know what's involved here, what do you put your percentage of success at? What percentage do you think it's likely that you'll find the body?
10%.
10%?
Wow. Even the guy doing it is only guessing 10%.
Yeah.
I mean, that means that the real opportunity that he's going to find is like 1%.
Well, I guess we're going to find out, Bill. So we'll definitely be keeping track of the story.
Bean, I have one last question. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know we have to go, but I have one last question. And that is this a complete scam? No. Has the government said anything? Our Navy, our government, has the United States said anything about it?
No,
it's
all silent. If you want to get my number out, too, people or my email, you can do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 760-468-1240.
Okay. All right, that's the number if you'd like to talk to a guy who's running a complete and total scam.
It's not a scam. I wish you luck. Thanks for coming on, Bill.
Thank you,
Bill.
Back from the holiday weekend, it's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat coming up in minutes. First, though, a brand-new Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bane's Internet Roundup.
Yep, the Old West theme. Sticking with that.
Hey, did anyone check KevinAndBean.com? How many cute corner videos did Dave put up while we were gone? Because usually he takes advantage of us being out and he puts up pictures of, you know, like cats playing with yarn.
I checked. The only one is the luckiest squirrel alive, and that's worth watching.
That's an animal. Okay.
Yeah. There's the head-banging baby, and that's worth watching because Pantera effing hostile is the song, and the baby's going crazy. And there's the Jackass tribute to Ryan Dunn that's up there.
Oh, that's beautifully done, by the way. It's a miracle that guy lived as long as he did when you see that video.
That's true of all of those guys.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're all alive. Well, except for him. The first one that we're going to feature right now is the First World Problems rap. You don't see a lot of this. Most people rap about third world problems, but this guy's rapping about the first world problems.
Netflix is suggesting things I've already seen, and my suit is too fancy for the washing machine. There's a pebble in my shoe, I have to stop and shake it. I have to add water to this cupcake mix, then bake it. My pillow's too soft, and I have too many sheets. And what the heck do I do with all these Starbucks receipts?
See, because those are first world problems.
He's got it tough, too. It's not just you in the hood who's got troubles to sing about. Come on.
Ben Crane music video is bizarre. It's the Golf Boys doing Oh Oh Oh, and it's just like four jackass type dudes. Not the real jackass, but they just look like jackasses. And they're on the golf course and they're doing their little video.
Treat, treat. I want my birthdays all day long. Let the bogeys go. It's a hey. You want to play with the pros now? Hey. You got to hit it in the hole now. Hey.
Yeah, that last guy shouldn't be singing. I don't think.
Look, here's what we've been saying for years, and I don't care whether you're a professional football team, a professional basketball team, baseball, whatever. Don't try to rap. And yeah. Don't care what your sport is, you're not a rapper.
But I think
especially
these guys,
if you're a golfer.
I think these guys are just trying to be funny. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Tom Hanks is doing some press. He was doing some press for his movie that came out this past weekend. And he did the weather on Univision. And I don't know if you've seen this or not, but he is dancing.
It's awesome.
It's really awesome. Good. And he's pretty much looking at a weather map with some, you know, super hot chick. It's Univision, for God's
right.
sakes. And they're dancing around right in front of the weather map doing the weather.
Okay, la vueltita.
La máxima, la temperatura máxima, me parece que tenemos aquí 90, 93 aquí mismo. En Dallas es 93.
He's like trying to yell in English and no one can hear him because the other guys are talking in Spanish. But it's really funny.
And apparently more entertaining than Larry Crown.
That's correct, aww. Yes. Matt Mulholland is the name of the next guy. This is the Matrix lobby scene with a cappella multitrack. So what happened was the guy replaced all of the audio from the scene in the lobby in the Matrix where he was shooting with the other guys. And remember, he ran up on the wall and he was avoiding bullets and stuff like that. This is all with the guy's mouth. Which is also pretty well done when you watch it.
I see a video like that and I go, so much talent.
Yeah.
Is this the best way to use it?
Yes. Okay. Is the answer to that. Dick Enberg is a 200-year-old announcer, and he's covering Wimbledon. He may not understand what all terms have come to mean, the slang, stuff like that. So he's describing, I guess they were having some controversy about the Wimbledon is played on grass, and they were having a big argument about whether they should use yellow tennis balls or not. What happens if a yellow tennis ball is used on green grass?
Do you realize if we have yellow balls and green grass stains, we'll have bloody blue balls at Wimbledon. That was the argument.
Okay, I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, she knows. She gets it. She knows what blue balls are. He doesn't ever. You can tell.
I'm going to leave you hanging out there on that
okay.
one, Dickie boy.
All right, I'm just going to leave that alone. The 405, one of the major freeways in Southern California, is closing and next weekend. It's been labeled Carmageddon, and it's going to be okay, people. That's the message here.
Carmageddon doesn't care about your Prius.
But I have an audition in Burbank.
I don't care. You won't make it.
And I have tickets to Les Miserables.
I don't care.
But what about Prince William and Kate? They will be stuck here.
I don't care.
I love those.
That's very funny.
The point is, it doesn't matter where you have to go. They're still going to close the freeway. They can't open it just for you.
A woman in, I believe, the Carolinas that she loves Sarah Palin. I think she's being funny, but she's out on the street interviewing people because Sarah Palin's coming to town.
Folks, Sarah Palin for president. Are you excited?
No.
No, I'm moving to Canada. Idiot.
Oh.
Guy's an idiot. He goes, oh, what do I do? Conan continues to do good work on his program. Apparently, he has a theme song. I was not aware of that. And but it didn't have any lyrics, so he brought out Weird Al, and Weird Al sang the lyrics to the Conan show.
I remember this one time when Conan and I went camping. We were roasting weenies, and then some guy walks in our campsite. Conan goes completely mental and rips a stranger's face off. Wears a face on top of his face and does this stupid dance while wearing this enormous diaper.
He's making up all this kind of stuff. And then apparently he says that Conan swore him to secrecy, so please don't kill me, and he runs out of the studio.
Weird Al's first appearance ever in the history of Conan O'Brien on television, by the way, which is shocking to me.
And finally, on Thursday nights, Jimmy does This Week in Unnecessary Censorship. He adds beeps to interviews where they're not needed at all, and it actually makes it sound worse. One of them is talking about the news, you know, talking about the president and the economy. One of them is Glenn Beck. There are a bunch of different reports edited together.
This Week in Unnecessary Censorship.
President's latest proposal to shrink the country's...
Normally, he has a longer... Let's see if I can show you.
There have been 26 arrests as of this hour, 20 for public intoxication, 4 for f***ing in the stands, and a couple of others.
I hear that guys like to girls who are really into some pretty hot
I started this program with a hand with Roger Ailes.
The name alone makes you want to take a s***.
So all of those definitely not needing beeps, but they put it in just to make it sound worse. You can get all of these Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup at kevinandbean.com.
Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Gene Simmons from Kiss joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat. Now, what's going on, dude?
I want to really quickly address a ton of emails I got in the past couple of weeks. People asking, did those douchebags Kevin and Bean cancel the Showbiz Beat at the top of the hour every hour during the show? And yes, yes, they did. They canceled my segment for the past 2 weeks. They have canceled it. They pulled it off the air, but I heard you. I got your emails, folks, and I wanted to say I fought the good fight. And okay, I was able to go to management, and I forced Kevin and Bean to put the Showbiz Beat back on the show. So thank you for all your support. And yes, send your hate mail to Kevin or Bean and let them know how you felt about the past 2 weeks and what they did to us.
But wait, we were on vacation, as were you.
It was best of Kevin and Bean, so that's why there was no Showbiz Beat, because you weren't here to do
whatever stories you need to tell to make yourself feel better, boys. That's fine. Whatever story you want to try to feed the people. But the people know the truth. I got the emails. They know what happened.
I think we're sticking with that one.
I think really? You're going to stick with the whole vacation story?
I think we feel good about it.
Lame! Anyway, we are back. But it was rough being away for a couple weeks because so much happened in the world of showbiz, especially... that we didn't get a chance to cover.
Yeah.
Not the least of which. Maybe the most important story of the past, I don't know, 100 years of entertainment news.
That's a pretty bold claim.
But really quickly, just because so many people did want to talk about it, Adam West, TV's Adam West, TV's Batman, and also the mayor of Quahog on Family Guy, finally got his long-awaited star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this summer. They announced it while we were gone on vacation, but in 2012, he will be receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I could not be happier.
Who worked harder on that?
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Yes.
Who worked harder on that than Ralph?
His daughter. His daughter, okay. Nina. She worked equally as hard.
I didn't think there was an answer, but okay.
There is an answer. She has to start even before I got on board, and then we kind of combined forces, but the whole family and all of Adam's friends and stuff are
I wish there were a way, Ralph, and I know they're very secretive. It's like the cardinals who elect the Pope. They don't tell you how they came to their conclusion. I'd love to know how the pressure that everybody was trying to put on them, if that worked in our favor or against us, or if it had nothing to do with that, or if they were going to do it anyway. I just love to know what the thought process was, but thank God they finally came to the right conclusion in there.
It's like how many licks it takes to get in the center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. We'll never know.
Never know.
The world will never know. Exactly. They don't even know. They don't even tell you who's on the committee.
What? Oh, really?
That list of names of the people on the committee that selects the celebrities who get the stars on the Walk of Fame?
Yeah.
It's a secret list.
Like Skull and Bones or something?
Yes. So I guess you can't go to their homes and exert undue pressure on them or something.
But I bet the President Bushes are on it. I bet that.
This is bizarre.
It's a very secret organization, but however it works, we're just happy that they finally did it.
Is this the Illuminati?
What's the date?
Is that what they did? The
Illuminati
read
make
about?
The decision, yes.
Do we know yet when
the shadow government
is going to be honored?
We haven't picked a date yet. We're getting together with Adam's management and stuff. We're going to try to find a team to to put it all together. But it's very exciting. Yeah. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the long holiday weekend. Transformers Dark of the Moon, the third in the Transformers trilogy, did very well for itself. $162 million since Friday. Overall, $372 million through Sunday evening.
I guess if that's good.
If you like that sort of thing, if you're into money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cars.
Very special effects heavy.
And what? A Transformers movie?
What?
Aren't they focusing on the inner turmoil of Sam Witnicki?
But you know what? But kind of took a step backwards for me is they tried to be funny and it wasn't.
Oh,
that hurts.
Nothing worse than just a joke that falls flat in an action movie.
Star Wars, was it Jar Jar Binks?
Yeah, Jar Jar Binks, yeah.
Trying to be like the comic relief. Yeah. They had a couple of little ones and everything they said wasn't funny. And you go, just stop that. Just.
Well, they started that with the second one. Remember the second one? They had those two racist robots who sounded like like Amos and Andy running around. And they had like one of the robots peeing oil on somebody and stuff.
Yeah, they continued that a lot.
Yeah, you don't need that.
In this one.
Michael Bay's strength may not be comedy.
Right.
Maybe that's why he wasn't chosen to do Hangover 2. He went back to Todd Phillips. Yeah. Speaking of Todd Phillips, apparently he is Paris Hilton's new boyfriend.
That is sad news.
Isn't that weird?
That is very sad news.
I think a guy like that would have better options.
Yes. Valtrex free options, in fact.
Two of them were seen smooching up this past weekend. There are even photos online of the two hanging out. Look, maybe it's just a fun time for Todd. I hope that's the case. Or maybe they're an actual couple. But apparently they've been seen hanging out quite a bit. So. Odd that.
That is weird.
Vinny from the Jersey Shore is now an ex-Jersey Shore cast member.
What? Oh, no. No. Irreplaceable.
They're down there in Jersey filming the fifth, I guess, season it will be of Jersey Shore when this one hits the air.
Right.
But Vinny has stormed out of the house, said, I quit, said, I'm not coming back. And reportedly, he is such a pain in the ass now that no one was really too eager to beg him to stay.
Is that right?
By all accounts, he is currently back at his home on Staten Island and will not be returning to the cast of Jersey Shore.
Watching the phone.
He's got a chapped ass. I'm guessing, rather, he's got a chapped ass because I don't believe that he was offered a spinoff show. No. Like it seems everyone else on that show was. I know Snooki and Jaywell are getting one. I know the Situation's getting one. So maybe he thought he deserved one, too.
Does he know that? He's Vinny?
Maybe we should let him know. Yeah. We should call him there in Staten Island. Yeah. And circle your calendars. We finally have a premiere date for the new revamped Charlie Sheenless 2.5 Men. September the 19th, CBS has announced they will show the debut episode starring Ashton Kutcher as the new character on that show. By the way, they've also ensured that there's no way in hell Charlie will ever return to that show. They are killing off his character in the premiere episode.
Yeah. He dies.
He dies. Right. Which, nothing funnier on a sitcom, by the way, than one of your lead character dying. It really brings a lot of laughs to the studio audience. I hope they all enjoy that. Reportedly, Sheen's character will be driving off a cliff. They are making sure he's done.
Putting the nail in the coffin?
Yeah, he's going to be finished. Today's celebrity birthdays, Huey Lewis. Legendary singer-songwriter, probably best known for performing with the legendary band The News.
Yeah, that's an odd choice, right?
Huey Lewis and The News, 61 years old today. Actress Edie Falco celebrates her 48th birthday. And Bengt Lagerberg.
Oh, Bengt. Bengt does good work.
Bengt Lagerberg, the drummer for the Cardigans.
Yes!
Celebrates his 38th birthday today. In honor of the Cardigans, we don't have any time right now, but maybe we'll pull a little interview audio from Kevin and Bean interviewing the Cardigans for one of the greatest interviews Kevin and Bean have ever done.
I'm not sure if that birthday boy is the one who fell asleep, literally fell asleep in the studio with his head down. I'm not sure if it was him or the guitarist or who, but one of them
fell asleep during the interview. Then we go, Bengt, wake up. Bengt.
I don't remember Bengt.
Bengt Lagerberg, wake up. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Hey, party people. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Explorer-adventurer Johnny Strange joins us in studio 1 hour from right now. Looks like he has not yet swam across the English Channel. Looks like he has that plan for later this summer.
Well, what a lazy ass. Well, come on, get with it.
Well, he has climbed the highest mountain on all 7 continents, and that includes the cold ones, by the way. Anyway, he's going to join us in studio coming up next hour. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com is going to be on the program. Our friend Brad Williams, very funny comedian, doing a benefit tonight with Jim Jefferies. We'll talk to Brad on the program today. And we've got details about the latest Kevin and Bean breakfast with, you're going to love this, So Tiny. I don't know if both Kevin and Bean can go. That's how tiny this one is.
Is this as small as the Metallica one where we did it in that dressing room?
It sounds like it
because
might be.
It's really amazing to be in that vicinity, to be that close to the band. And this is where we give away some tickets, and some lucky listeners get a chance to come down and have breakfast with the band, and the band plays, and you get to ask the questions as long as they're good. So this is going to be a very cool one, and we're going to make the announcement coming up in about 15 minutes, and then we're going to start giving away tickets this morning so that you can join us.
Right, exactly. So that's on the way here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about our friend Gene Simmons from Gene Simmons Family Jewels on A&E? Give me that big intro, would you? Running celebrity reality show in television history, Kevin. Did you know that? Family Jewels airs Tuesday nights at 10 on A&E. It is always a thrill to welcome the demon back to the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Gene Simmons joins us. Hey, Gene, how are you, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm always awestruck the fact that you guys get up at 0 o'clock every day.
Yeah, yeah.
You say that, but you are, in fact, one of the hardest working people I've ever met in my life. It doesn't seem like you're getting a lot of sleep either, Gene.
But this is the time to go to sleep. You see, you stay awake through the night, and then you in the morning, that's not good.
That's
and by the way, speaking of potato chips, Bio, which is right next to A&E.
Wait. What?
Yes, I'm trying to help you here.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it moving along.
Okay. I didn't realize we had already gotten into a dull stretch.
Right,
into a hole.
It's not dull. It's just we all have attention deficit disorder.
All right. So, okay, Bio next to A&E on the cable, right?
You know, you guys know where
Bio is.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. What about?
They've been running marathons, reruns. Yesterday was 10 hours. Today, you know, I have it on right now.
It's right.
Another 10 hours today.
And when are you featured?
Reruns of our show. You know, we've had about 150 episodes.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about another show in the biography channel.
A&E is a network. You know, they own Discovery and Bio.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
A&E. Okay. So now they're running reruns on the Bio channel.
I got
That's
you.
Too much Gene Simmons. I'm sorry. That's too much.
Listen, I can stand a few hours, and then by the sixth hour,
I have to ask you this, Gene, and you've been kind enough to come on our show many times over the years, and I remember
you're both powerful and attractive men.
Thank you for noticing. And yeah. I remember when the show started, I thought, well, this is a reality show of a celebrity that I'm interested in because Gene Simmons lives a fascinating life, and he's got his fingers in so many things.
And he's good looking.
And he's good looking. But I get the impression, because you guys have really cranked it up this season with all the drama with Shannon and with you heading home, you know, going back to Israel and that very, very emotional stuff that happened with your family back there and all this. I get the feeling that you had a meeting this year and you said, we're going to blow it out, man. We're going to do stuff we've never done before. I mean, it's unbelievable how much drama there has been in every episode this season.
Nothing like that. Nobody sits down and kind of goes, okay, now we're going to torture Gene. It doesn't work like that.
I don't think so.
You know, life is actually what happens to all of us while we're all busy making our plans. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like that at all.
Now, you were doing the interviews with Shannon, and she could barely stand to look at you. And it sounded like, you know, you were going to break up, and she was upset, and the kids are out of the house, so finally it's not. And I kept saying, no way. Just don't buy it.
It's not so good right now.
No, but I don't buy that. I think you're a master promoter. And that's a genius stroke. But
by the way, that's okay for everybody to assume. everybody can assume anything they like.
Okay.
The reality is that the tendency of man is to wander.
Right.
Now, if that's a given and everybody kind of goes, yeah, that's true, men and women alike, for those of you out there who say it's not true, you're delusional and it's time to, you know, nudge Santa Claus over and say,
right.
go take the garbage out. Because there ain't no such thing.
But Shannon's put up with this for 30 years. Now all of a sudden she's tired of it. I find that hard to believe.
You know, the kids are growing up and leaving. And, you know, I think after a while, women sort of get fed up with it. And probably rightfully so. And we've been together 28 years. And none of this is fake, I will tell you. I'll put my hand, I will say this on my children or my mother's life. How's that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Gene, let me echo the question that Shannon asked you in the first episode of this season, which I thought was legitimate. You're a hardworking guy. You've worked for every penny you've got, and nobody denies you've earned it. At some point at your age, why not take some time off and relax and smell the roses and spend some time with Shannon and just enjoy yourself and not spend every minute trying to figure out ways to maximize and make more money?
The only time I want to smell the roses is when they're on top of me, when I'm 6 feet under. I will tell you that, you know, we're all wired differently. I'm wired with a kind of I'm so blessed to be living in America. I find it a privilege, not a birthright. As a matter of fact, I wasn't born here.
Right.
So the idea that I can get up every day, not answer to anybody, not have a boss or do anything, you know, you have to take stock of it and say, how about this, guys? Anybody out there? Let's say God says to you, you've got 24 hours of life left on Earth.
Right.
What are you going to do? Watch reruns of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels?
That's what you would advise.
or would you get up and actually try to do something? Now, so that right before you take your last breath, you say, I did something.
I lived.
Instead of, you know, sitting on my thumb, which, by the way, is not always
That's bad. Not always bad. No, right?
But couldn't it also be a successful day in your rearview mirror if you didn't work that day,
no.
but just spent time hanging out with your lady? That's all I'm asking.
No, that's not enough.
I think Shannon would get tired of him faster if he was around more.
I think all women would get
all
tired
women would. I know
yeah.
that. Yeah.
You want some time.
Right.
But, you know, familiarity also breeds contempt. I will tell you that on the days when I'm working at home, you know, I've got my office, and the house
right.
is big enough where you can kind of not see each other for hours, but be in the same place. And when I'm hanging around the kitchen and stuff, for one thing, Shannon hates how I chew my food.
Okay, good.
Can't
That's
stand
good.
It. She thinks I make too much noise, and I'm not aware of it. I'm sitting eating my cereal and stuff, and she goes, stop it. And I'm looking around,
stop
too many
what?
Crumbs,
yeah.
too many crumbs. Did I forget to wipe? You know, what is it? No, it's my chewing. And then I've got this other thing where she hates that I chew too long. I take at least 20 chews per mouthful. Well, that's apparently too much. So I'm trying to figure out
I think Shannon
how
needs
many chews.
Some weed. Have you considered?
I'm trying to figure out how many chews before I can swallow, which is actually a profoundly important question
sure.
that all men should ask women.
All right.
See? Oh, thank you. Good night.
All right,
Gene, you're all week.
We're running out of time. Tell us about the show tonight and about Texas.
I have no idea what's on tonight.
That's the
tonight
way
is,
where you meet
Aces
the troops.
And Angels.
Oh, this is, yeah, this happened about 3 months ago. We were invited to go down to Texas, actually to do some charity work for Aces and Angels for our troops. In other words, hold a big event. Gene Simmons is there and some other knuckleheads. And, you know, people buy tickets and you raise money for our, you know, for our proud military.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And while we were down there, we found out that the largest military free world training center is right there in Texas, right outside of Dallas, 300 square miles. You just usually have their own universities and stuff,
wow.
and schools and hospitals. It's a city, Fort Hood. So we decided to go down there. There was nothing really planned, and we decided to go down there. I will tell you, it was profoundly inspirational. If you've never thought about the flag and America and all that, you will see and you will meet young people, men and women, who are going over to Iraq and Afghanistan and other places of the world on their third, fourth, and fifth
yep.
deployment.
Yep.
Nobody says the word volunteer. Yesterday was the 4th of July, but as far as I'm concerned, every day should be the 4th of July. And when you see any one of our military, you know, in line to get a ticket at the airport or at the Starbucks, step aside. You know,
yeah.
you know they're not expecting you to do anything more. Just thank them. Let them go ahead of, you know, in line, in, you know, in front of you. So
yeah. I saw a
Amen.
Couple of clips of this, and I got to tell you, it brings a tear to your eye. It is really, really emotional.
Powerful television. Yeah, definitely.
What we didn't show, I don't believe, because I never see them until they're on the air, is the city of Dallas apparently was so inspired by the amount of time that we did and the amount of money we raised. First, they gave me the keys to the city in Dallas, Texas, which
That's,
was
you're
very
the wrong guy. You're the wrong guy for that. You don't need
it's true. It's
you don't,
true.
You don't need
and,
the key.
And then they named First Avenue Gene Simmons Boulevard.
Sweet. Look at that.
So you can take the street that goes right up to the convention center. You're traveling on Gene Simmons Boulevard, baby.
Sweet.
There you go. All right, we're out of time. Gene Simmons Family Jewels
hey
airs Tuesday nights with a new episode tonight at 10 on A&E, and apparently watch the Biography Channel for all the rest of the episode.
Guys,
yes, Gene, you get the final word.
It was a pleasure to talk to me. I'll talk to you soon.
Is it Sir Mix-a-Lot?
Are you guessing about the breakfast?
Yeah, you said we had a really big breakfast announcement. I'm
it
just
is.
Trying to figure out who it could, is.
It is
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah.
Have you got back? Really?
Dude, really? Yeah, that's, yes. That's.
I am surprised that I would get
oh,
that on the first
no.
guess.
Wait, did you, I'm sorry, who did you say?
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
No. It's not Sir Mix-a-Lot, no.
Oh, who is it?
It's Incubus.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, Lisa Mae just got so moist.
Listen, I can't even speak.
Here's the thing about Incubus is, first of all, they're awesome. Second of all, they're unbelievably great live. Third of all, one of the reasons we love doing breakfast with these guys, and this is, I think, the second or third time we've had them, is that they're all really funny, interesting people who are just a blast to hang out with. That's what makes this a very special breakfast that we are announcing right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is a brand new breakfast with, are we allowed to, what kind of details are we even allowed to give out about when it is or where it is or anything like that? Is it all super, super secret?
It is, yes.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. It's a pretty small place, too, which is fantastic for those of you that get to go. Not quite so good if you don't get to go. But, you know, you can listen to it on the radio, and you'll hear the music and everything else. The band will be there. They will be playing, which is always good. And we'll take questions from audience members. That's always fun, depending on the question.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the girl that when we did Gavin Rosdale, when we did Bush, and she was the biggest Gavin Rosdale fan, and she said, look at my tattoo, and she spelled it Galvin.
I'll never forget it.
G-A-L-V-I-N.
I'll never forget it.
You know his name's not Galvin, right?
And, of course, Incubus has that brand new album coming out later this month, so we'll be able to talk about that and hear some of those new songs as well as some of your Incubus favorites. So here's the thing. When we do these breakfasts with, they are very tight, very exclusive, very small events. You are within a few feet of the people involved. That's why we're looking for big-time, hardcore Incubus fans right now. And it's kind of tough for us to figure out a way. Look at the phones are already going crazy here. It's kind of tough for us to already, you know, to figure out a way to prove how big an Incubus fan you are. So we try to do a different contest every day to give you the opportunity to get in if you are, in fact, an Incubus fan. Now, what are we looking for today? What kind of people do we want?
We are looking for people who can sing their favorite Incubus song. That's it. Just your favorite Incubus song. It has to be by the band, and then you're going to call us at 1-800-520-1067, and you're going to sing one of the Incubus songs. Now, don't suck. Is that the qualifying factor?
Yes. That's really all you need to know is don't suck.
Don't suck. Okay, so 1-800-520-1067. We're going to start giving away tickets right now, and the breakfast is coming up very soon. So keep listening for your chance to win, but if you'd like to go right now, call and sing an Incubus song at 1-800-520-1067.
Calling all K-Rock listeners, we're looking for serious Incubus fans.
Listen all this week for your only way in to Kevin and Bean.
Breakfast with Incubus.
Well, there's a healthy breakfast.
Incubus, performing live and answering your questions
at a secret location.
Just be caller 20 every day at 10, 1, 4, and 7.
You have to listen to K-Rock to win.
From Warner Brothers Pictures' new comedy, Crazy Stupid Love. When it comes to love, we're all crazy. In theaters July 29th.
The band is called Incubus. They've got a new record coming out on Tuesday called If Not Now When. It has been long awaited. The tracks that I've heard, by the way, have been fantastic. That's on Tuesday. Then at another day, a super secret location, very, very tiny. It's going to be you and Kevin and Bean and the band Incubus. And you're going to be asking questions. You're going to be performing live. And we are looking for you to join us for our latest Breakfast With here on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. That is the phone number we are looking for. Hardcore Incubus fans right now.
All right. And you have to sing a song by Incubus. That's how you qualify. Now, let's start with Lorraine. Hi, Lorraine.
Hello.
How are you?
Now, how are we judging here? Before we let Lorraine sing, are we just looking for faithfulness to most like the original to enthusiasm?
Enthusiasm, I think.
What are we looking for?
Probably a lot of it, enthusiasm.
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean.
Yeah. And actually knowing the song.
Knowing the song and knowing the lyrics would help. Sure.
And how many tickets do we have to give away here?
One pair.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough. Okay, so you got to really make it sing.
There's only one pair total, by the way. That's it. That's small.
That's tiny.
That is the smallest breakfast ever.
It's Bean, and it's me, and it's two people. And
all right, Lorraine, it will help your cause if you tell us you're topless.
No, I am not.
Okay, all right. Someone doesn't want to go to Incubus, but we'll let you sing your song anyway, just to appear fair.
All right, sing your song. What are you going to be singing?
I'm going to be singing I Miss You.
All right, here we go. Lorraine.
Yes.
Singing I Miss You.
To see you when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Dog. It's not your thing, man. It's not your thing. Thank you for the call.
A little pitchy?
Little pitchy, dog. Let's try Marcel. Marcel is on line 2. Hey, Marcel. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys, I'm good. How's it going?
It would help if you told us that you were topless.
I'm topless.
All right. Okay. Big Incubus fan, I hope?
Yeah, I've owned every single record, and I'm waiting for this one to come out to be released.
All right. They got a lot of gay fans. There's no shame in that. All right. Let's hear what you got. What song are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to try and sing Wish You Were Here right now.
Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
You probably sound exactly like Brandon. I can't wait. Go ahead.
All right. I dig my toes into the sand. The ocean looks like a thousand diamonds strewn across the blue blankets. I lean against the wind, pretend that I am weightless.
And Marcel, moment, very, very funny performance. Thank you very much for entertaining us.
Hold on.
How do you think that sounds in his head?
Just exactly like Brandon.
Exactly like the record. Melissa, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're looking for Incubus fans for our brand new just announced Breakfast with Incubus. Do you want that to be you?
I want that to be me, for sure.
All right. What song are you going to be singing for us?
I'm going to be singing Warning.
All right. Here's Melissa with Warning.
Bat your eyes, girl, be otherworldly. Count your blessings, seduce a stranger. What's so wrong with being happy? Kudos to those who...
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
What are you looking for, Bean? For God's sakes, these are people that are putting themselves out there. It's nerve-wracking.
I appreciate the effort. Doesn't mean it's good. Thank you very much for the call. Juan, line four.
Guys.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, Juan. What's going on?
Would it help if I was bottomless? I mean,
I'm not going to stop this. Lisa, is that a point?
Yes.
Is that a point?
I believe
Juan,
so.
Juan, no one has knocked it out of the park. Yeah, we've had a couple of people who have been serviceable, but we're looking for somebody who's really excited about Incubus, who's really going to show us that, all right?
Oh, man, I'm only going to try to sing and not shiver because I'm so excited. I hope I can win.
All right.
So.
All right, good luck.
Good luck. Here's Juan.
What are you going to be singing?
Stellar.
Here we go.
Ooh, good song.
Meet me in outer space. I will hold you close if you're afraid of heights. I need you to see this place.
I'm getting a creepy vibe out of Juan. How about you guys?
I'm saying they just lost their lead singer. Incubus.
Oh, really? You think he's the new dude?
They're going to jettison Brandon and just let him take over.
Let's try Ryan next. Ryan, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Trying to give away a pair of tickets for Breakfast with Incubus. Is it going to be to you?
Sure is, man.
All right. Okay. What song are you going to be singing?
I'm going to do Drive.
Drive, okay.
Okay. Sometimes I feel the fear of uncertainty stinging clear. And I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer.
That's pretty decent, I thought. What do you guys think? I thought that was right. All right, I think we got time for maybe just one more. Who do you want to go to?
Sinatra-esque for me,
Definitely. I thought I was at a Bublé concert there for a second.
Let's go to Guy. Let's see. We have one left. Guy, hi.
How's it going?
Very good, thank you. You are going to sing an Incubus song for us? What song?
I wanted to sing Warning for you guys.
Warning? Okay. All right, here's Guy with Warning.
Okay, hold on. I'm shaking. Okay. But she woke in the morning, she knew that her life had passed her by. And she called out a warning.
Yeah.
Don't ever let life pass you by.
Yeah, okay. All right. Good. You hold on.
Guy, I don't know how he does as a singer, but I suspect he would bring the best bud to the actual breakfast. Does it seem like he'd be the guy who'd be holding for everybody in the room?
Yes, but we didn't name that as one of the qualifications.
All right.
It's hard for me to pick. I would suggest that we do a drawing. Do you think somebody was standout enough?
I thought Melissa was good. I thought Ryan was good, but it'd be tough for me to pick. I'm fine with that if you want to do a drawing.
All right,
Lisa. Everybody did put themselves out there. Everybody did call with short notice and sing an Incubus song. And by the way, before we announce the winner, Incubus is playing the Hollywood Bowl on October 7th. Tickets are on sale this Saturday, July 9th at 10 a.m. And the new Incubus album comes out Tuesday. Super Secret Breakfast with, we just have the first pair of tickets to give away to go to who, Lisa?
Marcel,
you are the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You are Breakfast with Incubus. Well, you could have brought any of this enthusiasm to it when you sang. Just 10% would have been nice.
That's right.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. We'll give you all the details, Marcel. We'll see you at the breakfast.
All right. Thank you.
Surfer, snowboarder, mountain climber, all-around good guy. Johnny Strange joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Stick around for that. Right now, Ralph is here with another look at the show biz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Paris Hilton's stalker was arrested again. This was the same guy you Todd may Phillips? Remember. No, it's not Tim. It's the guy named, let me find his name here, James Rainford is his name. This is the same guy who attacked Paris's, at the time, boyfriend Cy Waits when they were outside that L.A. courthouse in April. Remember, they were walking in to go to another court hearing about another stalker, and this guy was outside and gave him the bums rush, and security had to take him down. Well,
so maybe that wasn't the place for me to make a joke?
Maybe it wasn't.
Okay, sorry.
Over the holiday weekend, he was outside her Malibu Beach home. Now, it looked initially like someone was just trying to get a peek inside the house, and people have said there have been onlookers there off of the beach who come off sometimes before it if they know it's Paris's house and try to see what's going on. But someone recognized this dude, and it did seem like he was hanging around on the beach while Paris was inside. Someone recognized him as being the one who had given her trouble in the past before, and L.A. County Sheriff's Department showed up and did arrest him because he has a restraining order against him prohibiting him from being within 200 yards of Paris. So he got picked up again. Look, obviously this man is mentally ill. Who would be that interested in Paris Hilton? That's all I'm going to say. He's got to be a crazy dude, right? Nobody in their right mind would give a rat's ass about Paris Hilton that much.
That's hot.
Apparently, why can't she clean her life up like Lindsay Lohan has?
Apparently Paris is very upset because her reality TV show is not doing well.
Oh, she has one?
That's my point exactly. Oh. The World According to Paris, which I believe is on the... not the Oxygen Network.
Style. Yeah, it's on some
Style,
super low
something like that. Yeah,
channel. Yeah,
it's way down there in the 300s someplace. I think is where you'll find that.
And apparently, it's very boring, right? Apparently, she doesn't do anything interesting.
Yes. Well, it's much like her life.
Right. Stop whoring around, Paris. Stop being a whore.
Actually, that would help. That would help the ratings.
Why can't she be interesting like Glenn Beck, who has just announced his own clothing line?
What?
Beck is releasing his own clothing line.
No, he's not.
Called 1791, the original blueprint. I don't know what that means. It's probably some code he got from the people who speak to him through the tinfoil helmet that he wears.
1791?
Yes.
Is that like the last time Glenn Beck was in favor of America and what we were doing before black people got here or something?
What's I'm not sure.
He's got to be complaining about something.
But I do know the clothing line will be reportedly polo shirts, long sleeve button downs, and khaki pants.
All right.
Well,
can't buy those anywhere, man.
You just call it Gap and be done with it.
That's never existed before.
Let's just move on, shall we?
Now, he's not on Fox News. He had his last show.
No, he's on GBTV.
Right. What? That's an internet channel? You can run it. Yes. That's a subscription thing on a website or something like that? And he still thinks people are going to care what he has to say now?
All of those things are true.
Okay. Yes.
He gave his big goodbye show while we were on vacation.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Brought out the chalkboard and wrote everybody's name down that works on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating TV.
Very exciting. He did not cry, though. I was hoping for more tears. I wonder if Cord Overstreet is crying.
I don't know who that is.
Cord, you know Cord Overstreet.
I don't.
My favorite TV actor name ever.
Cord Overstreet. Did he play Glick or Glarb?
C-H-O-R-D, Cord, as in musical Cord Overstreet,
right,
was one of the stars of Glee.
Oh,
he
okay.
was the blonde kid with the big lips. He was Fishmouth.
Okay.
He was the transfer student that was homeless, was living in the motel. Hello, is this thing on?
I must have tuned out during that particular time. But
anyway,
go ahead.
He's out.
He's out of the show.
He was a very popular new addition to the show. And no,
he was a new addition.
I'm saying he was one of the big hires of Glee of the last season. It was very popular, right?
That's why everyone is speculating as to why Trouty Mouth is now off the show. He joined as a transfer student last season and, as Bean mentioned, was wildly popular, especially with the ladies. And now he is gone. He will not be returning next season. So,
who gives it damn?
They're lending some speculation as to perhaps there was some run-in between Cord Overstreet and producers in terms of what was going on the show.
If that's the case, Cord loses.
Yeah.
It's really just
why don't you
easy.
Give Charlie Sheen a ring and see how successful that says it. He's a bigger star than you were. No surprise here. Chris Hemsworth has signed on to do a sequel to Thor.
Sure.
Originally, it was supposed to be Thor, the film, and then Chris was going to reprise the role in the Avengers movie. We knew that much for sure, but apparently they're going to give him his own solo film. yet again. In fact, Kevin, I know you like to circle your calendar. Disney has announced that July 26, 2013 will be the release date for Thor 2, if you want to make sure you get your plans
so free. So about 2 years from now, you're telling me. That might happen.
Yes.
All right.
And more casting news. Adrienne Palicki.
Yes.
Who was, of course, Wonder Woman in the ill-fated Wonder Woman TV series. She will not be playing that role because the pilot didn't get picked up. But she is moving on to a sort of another comic book type adventure. She will be starring in the next G.I. Joe film, G.I. Joe Cobra Strikes. She'll be joining Channing Tatum, who's returning to that franchise as well. Dwayne The Rock Johnson will be in that. And she will play Lady J, who was the only other female member of the Joe team, if you remember that cartoon series at all. It was Scarlet and Lady J. Those were the only two. Scarlet was Rachel Nichols in the original.
Yes, she was.
Okay. She will not be returning to the series because no one likes her.
What?
Yeah, no
How
one likes
dare
her.
You?
Turns out
I like her.
They did a poll, and no one likes her, so they're not going
to
put her
Bean
in the
likes
movie.
Her is the last thing she wants to hear. It's like
I like her.
I think people
everyone.
Used to like her, and then they found out that Bean liked her, now no one likes her.
By the way,
puts his stank on everything.
That's true.
How dare you, first of all. Second of all, Rachel is on the cover of and has a beautiful pictorial in the brand new Maxim magazine. If you
oh, really?
Check it out, promoting right. her Conan the Barbarian, yeah.
Oh. Didn't she just lose a TV series, too? Wasn't she on a TV
yes.
series and they fired her off of that?
Yes.
Yeah, why does everyone lines. Hate her? Why does everyone hate Rachel Nichols?
I think they're trying Bean to clear club. Her schedule so she has more time for me.
Yes.
That's right. You say so.
That is it, yes.
Today's celebrity birthday is Huey Lewis of the news fame. He is 61 years old today. Actress Edie Falco is 48. And Bengt Lagerberg.
Bengt.
I miss Bengt.
Bengt Lagerberg.
He does good work.
Of the Cardigans. He is the drummer for that legendary band. I just got their new CD, by the way, and it is awesome.
Are you joking?
I have no idea if they're even still together, yeah. But I know he is 38
they
years
are,
old.
They are, and they do still make records. It's been a few months he since knows. Their last one, but I've continued to follow the Cardigans' career despite the ugliness of their appearance on the
we
Kevin
had
Bean
them
Show.
In
Why
on
would
the Kevin?
You possibly follow? First of all, even if the Cardigans didn't spit in your eye and call it the worst radio experience of their careers, why, even if they had been a lovely interview, would you still follow the Cardigans' career?
I enjoyed their music.
Because they make CDs, Ralph.
That's
believe
all
it or not.
That's all that matters.
That's all.
If you just put it on a piece of plastic
yes.
about 4 inches wide, Bean will buy it.
This group came into our studios, did an interview with us, and fell asleep.
Hated you.
During the interview.
Very right, vocally expressed their hate
us.
For you.
Yes.
Let's go to the tape and see what Nina Pearson, the lead singer of the Cardigans, had to say about the interview.
Right. Nina, this morning's interview with Kevin and Bean, would you say it was the most fun you've ever had?
No.
No? Everyone should beg you to stop talking about IKEA, Bean?
No, he's talking about...
I went to Norway, you know, and they had the IKEA. The IKEA was huge.
Was it huge?
Can you please stop talking about Norway?
Nina, you've been here for 15 minutes. You're already tired of Norway? But I love... But see...
Because yeah. they're not from Norway,
no,
are
they're
they?
They're from Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweden. So Bean kept talking about Norway because that's all he cares about. I well, wonder where things went south.
We were out of Cardigan's questions, if
that's
you recall,
true.
At that time, because we asked all 50 of them in the first 4 minutes and got one-word answers. So then we were like, what else is going on?
So you've been watching the news?
Did you say... Banked? What kind of drumsticks do you use, Bengt Lagerberg?
Yeah. Here's Kevin's contribution to the Cardigans interview.
Is it? I mean, is it? Do you guys? I don't know where I'm going with this.
There you go.
Is that from that? That's,
yes, it is.
I don't doubt it.
That's how that went.
We did think Kevin was a his lack of linguistic skills are a recent acquisition to the Kevin and Bean Show. That's from a long time ago.
How dare you?
I'm just saying you've always been good.
I'm saying how dare you?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited to be back. Very excited to welcome in studio our new friend Johnny Strange, who joins us here on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. You can go to johnnystrange.com or go to kevinandbean.com and see some videos of the crazy stuff that Johnny and his friends do. In fact, let's start there, Johnny, because you posted up a video that we put up at kevinandbean.com of a video that you and your friends put together of just a bunch of crazy stuff that you've been doing recently, including base jumping on the at the Grand Canyon. What all is included in there? What kinds of stuff have you been doing?
Well, I like to downhill skate, big wave surf,
right.
Base jump, mountain climb, and pretty much most of the things, like the group I do all these sports with, we pretty much cover it all.
Right.
Yeah, okay. And you put a little bit of everything in that video. And is that like an average weekend for you? Just go out and do all that stuff or what? Or is that a collection over the past year?
I mean, if like if a camera crew followed us around for like a week, they'd see probably some of the crazier things.
You get enough of that in a week?
Yeah, let's see. This morning we were trying to build a jump because my friend this next to me, he's a pro snowboarder and skateboarder. We're trying to build a jump so I can go around on my street bike and he can do a motorcycle jump over me or a skateboard jump over me.
What could go wrong there?
Yesterday we were trying to, I was trying to catch Roman Candles. Like he was trying to
sweet.
We're just really weird.
Yeah,
I guess so. And
where does all the? When we talked to you on the phone last month, Johnny, you told us about how you and your dad, I guess, started climbing mountains, and you climbed Everest when what? You were like 12 or something like that. Where does How old were you when you climbed Mount Everest?
17, sir.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Same thing to me, by the way. 12, 17, 80. It doesn't matter. I'm not climbing Mount Everest.
I tried to when I was 12. I was 12 and 13, and I asked could I climb Everest? But no one really got behind me, so I just I wanted to earn my respect. So
know why? Because people get killed climbing Mount Everest.
Lots of people get killed climbing Everest.
A 12-year-old says he wants to do it, and most people go, hey, how about you just wait a little bit on that?
Which was a smart decision. I'm happy I did.
Okay, tell people what you've done so far, and that's why we have you in the studio. What is it that you've accomplished so far?
Well, I'm the youngest to climb the tallest mountain on every continent.
Okay, only that. So he's only got that going for him. The youngest to climb every tallest mountain on every continent.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
And then I was recently at the South Pole. I actually got naked at the South Pole.
Naked at the South Pole?
Okay. Sure you did.
And then and then I'm going to the North Pole on the 23rd. And then we're going to go base jump, wingsuit, fly these cliffs Switzerland. It's one of my favorite sports.
What do you do at the North Pole when you get there?
I want to try to jump in. Like, if we break ice and there's water, I want to do, like, the polar bear plunge.
Oh,
and jump in.
Man, that sounds like such a good idea now. And you're going to be there and you're going to go, I got to take off all my clothes and jump in that water. That's crazy.
Now, I've been lucky enough to do some traveling, Johnny. I've been to the Arctic Circle a couple of times, once in Alaska and once in Norway. But once you cross into the Arctic Circle, you're still hundreds of miles from the North Pole, right? It's still a great distance from even the start of the Arctic Circle, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a mission. I'm not. We're still working on logistics, but I think we're going to try to break ice as long and as close as we can.
Okay, so you'll try to get as close as you can to the North Pole.
Yep.
And is there anything up there, or do you just go to a random point that your GPS points you to, and you just stand there with a flag and go, "Yep, here I am." And there's nothing to do once you get there. It's not like 72 virgins are waiting for you or anything. Right.
Well, the North Pole is I'm trying to do this thing called the Adventures Grand Slam, and it's you climb the tallest mountain on every continent. Go to the South Pole and the North Pole, and then there's this other thing called the Three Poles, which is top of Mount Everest, South and North Pole.
Right.
And I have all the other things done, so all I have to do is really go to the easiest part.
This
which
is it,
North
just
Pole.
And the North Pole's the easiest one to go to.
Oh yeah.
Now, how many people have done the Adventures Grand Slam?
In history, probably like 12 or 13.
12 or 13.
Yeah, but I'll be the youngest by probably 20, 30 years.
Yeah, you'll have accomplished all this before you're 20.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's just boring. Life is just boring after that.
No, you may be peaking early at some point. What do you do in your 20s when you've already done the Adventures Grand Slam?
Well, in my opinion, everybody's on their own adventure. And nobody's adventure is great or worse. It's different. So
your own is going to be worse in your 20s than it was in your teens because your teens is unbelievable.
I'm going bigger.
How?
The second
you
get
to build a bigger mountain?
Well, I wanted to do this thing. Have you ever seen how Travis Pastrana jumps motorcycles into the Grand Canyon and pulls a parachute?
Yes, yeah.
I want to take a huge ramp and without a canyon and hit it on a motorcycle and go high enough where I can base jump and land back on flat ground.
Okay.
And then
that sounds cool.
Like
have you contacted Travis? Because they do that full time.
I know. I want to. I mean, and that the longest rally car jump distance.
Yes.
I really would love to do that.
Okay.
The whole space jump thing. Have you ever seen that where they take a hot air balloon up Joseph Kittinger?
I don't think I ever saw that. No.
I went in a Red Bull a while ago and talked to them about that, but I guess they had already somebody trying to do it.
Huh. But you're not going on the moon, though?
I wish.
Why not?
You
the
build
moon,
your own
Johnny?
Rocket and go to the moon.
Yeah, well, I'm also trying to finish school, which is hard.
Listen, all right, listen to me. Let's just for a second, just you and me.
Stop it. Because you're ruining the curve. You know what the curve is? You know ruining the curve?
What do you mean the curve?
Because people look at you and they go, this guy's doing the Adventure Grand Slam. He's not even 20 yet. And then they look at me and or Bean and or any other man and go, you're lame.
No way.
You're ruining the curve for us.
The parents and the cops give us such a hard time all the time for these sports. Like, literally, like with the whole car surfing thing, I can't even tell you. Every time I see parents, it's like a safety lesson or what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah.
And then with...
they're afraid their kids are going to see you doing something like that and want to emulate it or whatever.
Which is totally justified. But if, to be, in my opinion, there's a lot worse things on the internet that you could...
Sure.
Yeah, you know, they could do.
But are those only choices? Do I have to car surf and
Johnny,
or...
let's be real for one second. Is car surfing a good idea?
No.
It's not, but you love it.
It's not...
Look at Trevor. Answer the question.
Okay, it's really weird. And this is how I look at things, right? If there is this table, say, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a four-foot drop.
Right.
We would all walk to the very end of this table and back, and there'd be no problem. I
mean, right.
But if that was a 4,000-foot drop,
right,
we wouldn't even want to get close to the end.
Correct.
So, but
because we have an instinct that says, hey, don't be stupid.
Right. It's the same thing. So if you can train your mind like that way, you know, you could pretty much – you can perform really great under pressure in my opinion.
Okay.
So with things like riding roof of a car is how I would train for like big wave surfing or anything else is I would say, okay, well, you know, riding really fast and please don't try this at home. I know
don't do this at home.
This
people.
Makes me sound like an idiot, but it made sense in my head. So if I can train my mind certain ways, I could. In my opinion, like the mind is everything. Instead of training like core body or your muscles, I'll train my mind so I can switch sports a lot.
Right.
So instead of training for one sport in particular, I'll train. I'll do a bunch of different other sports.
Okay, but when you train your mind for it to not be that bad, if you're car surfing or whatever, when you wipe out, your mind goes, "Oh, I was wrong."
No, that was the car surfing.
This is a
thing,
terrible idea.
For the record, the car surfing thing is completely stupid.
Okay,
so nobody tries that at home. I don't want to. You know,
you were just trying to train yourself that you can accomplish no matter how scary.
I was just being stupid, to be honest.
Okay, good. All right, good. We're getting somewhere.
Right. Well, now, finally, after 5 minutes, we have something in common. Johnny Strange is here. Go to KevinAndMean.com and see some videos, or go to JohnnyStrange.com for much, much more. We want to talk about some of the other plans you have coming up when we come back. We got to take a break, Johnny. But when we come back, we want to talk about, I guess, the North Pole thing is happening this year, and also swimming the English Channel. Are you doing that, too?
Yes, sir.
You're going to have any hands tied behind your back, or are you going to be swimming with both? Pussy.
I'm going to get my ass kicked on the English Channel.
Excellent. All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday after the 4th of July holiday weekend. Our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joins us in a few minutes. Right now, though, we're in studio with Johnny Strange. Go to JohnnyStrange.com to find out more about this young adventurer, explorer, skateboarder, surfer, snowboarder, mountain climber. He is in studio with a big summer ahead. You mentioned you're going to North Pole, Johnny. And you're also going to swim the English Channel. Now, have you done much long-distance swimming before?
It's going to take a lot of training. I do a lot of swimming for tow and surfing. So, I'm just going to have to put in the hard work and hope for the best.
How are the conditions, though?
That's quite a plan you have.
It sounds like a plan I would have.
Right.
How are the conditions in the English Channel versus what you might get, around where you live, paddling off Malibu? I mean, it's a very different to train in California versus training where you're actually going to be doing the swimming, right?
Well, actually, the water temperature is pretty similar, and it's actually a pretty great spot to swim.
To train?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm going to be in...
How long does it take?
The training?
Yeah. No, to do to swim it.
Oh, I have no idea.
A couple hours?
No,
you have no idea?
Half hour.
Well, I mean, it depends on the swimmer.
Right.
You know, a great swimmer could do it, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours, or it really depends. I'll probably take
So for me, it would be like a month and a half.
Well, if you had a boat, though. I mean, think about if you had a boat.
That's true. You could do it a lot faster.
Yeah.
You could. You know, you can take the Channel now from Paris to London in like 90 minutes, right? Oh, I guess not.
The guy climbed Everest when he was 17.
So when are you supposed to swim the English Channel, Johnny?
Next year. We were going to do it this year, but then we went to Bhutan, and I met with the king and the prince.
Right. Me too.
It's a really weird story. We're talking about doing some climbing and some adventures there, and I'm going to go there, and they got this one adventure I'm going to try where I do up this crazy track, then river raft down this crazy river, and then mountain bike back up to the city.
Right.
of Thimphu, so I'm going to go there for the month of October.
I'm sorry, the name of the city is Thimphu?
Thimphu?
Thimphu, okay. Just wanted to check.
And then I'm going to go tow with Garrett McNamara, so I'm pretty pumped about that.
Johnny, who pays for all of this world traveling and adventures?
Well, right now I work at Beverly Hills Ducati.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they pay you $1 million an hour? I mean, how do you afford to do the stuff you do?
They're sponsoring me for the North Pole.
All right.
And then while I'm in Finland and Helsinki, I'm going to go over to Switzerland to base jump those cliffs.
Oh, I see.
And then when I get back, we're looking for sponsors to pay for my Bhutan ticket.
Right.
And then from there, sponsors to go surf with GMAC.
All right, so now let's talk about the charity angle, because this is a big angle that you have, and a lot of people are curious about your choices of charities.
Well, that's kind of like the purpose. It's like I do these crazy sports and maybe just put a flag or whatever, and most people, you know, most educated people or adults would look at me and be like, you know, what the fuck does this have to do? What does this have to do with extreme sports? This doesn't make any sense. Whatever.
But some of the ones that you pick like genocide.
I know, but the reason I do that is because I put genocide, and the kid watching the video will be like, what's genocide? And then they go, and that person looks at it, and then he Googles genocide, and he starts self-educating himself.
So I see.
What I'm trying to do is, instead of making a video of this is what genocide is, blah, 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 and that person's listening, like, oh, that's cool, I forget about it.
Right.
I want that person to self-educate themselves. So by randomly putting it in, I'm hopefully planting a seed that teaches kids to self-educate.
And okay, but to be completely clear, Johnny, you're against genocide, right? Not for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the Hague and the UN need to step up and, you know, it's ridiculous.
And do anything?
Exactly. Well, if you think about it, if you went out there and you shot 5 people, you could get life.
Yeah.
Those people mass murder hundreds of thousands, and then they just sit in their huge mansions and be like, no one can touch me.
And younger people don't understand that, and you're saying maybe this is a good opportunity for them to get interested in it by watching your video and go check it out themselves.
I think if everybody was, I'm not saying I'm, you know, well-educated on the issue compared to some people, but I'm just saying, if everybody knew, like, had a basis of what's going on in the world, you know, like, not having internet on an airplane wouldn't be the end of the world.
Right, yeah.
You know, and so I think we, in my opinion, myself included, take things for granted, and hopefully by doing genocide, like anti-genocide stuff, that kids get self-educated and volatile themselves about it.
No, you bring up an excellent point. I mean, let's face it, that stuff goes on every day in lots of countries around the world, and it never even makes the news because we're too busy looking at a boat race between William and Kate in Canada. I mean, that's the topic. Right. No, you're absolutely right about that.
And then I apologize.
No, go ahead.
Oh, and then Parkinson's disease.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So a good friend of mine has it. But that also stems from my grandpa died of Alzheimer's disease, and they're all very much related with stem cell research. And since my, you know, good friend's dad and friend myself has it, you know, if we can find a cure for that or really work together for stem cell in general, I feel like it can cure most of the problems. But instead of being like anti-cancer or whatever, you know, that gets so much publicity. I think Parkinson's.
Yeah, cancer's got it easy. I agree with you, Johnny.
Well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm saying they're all related, and once we find something for one of them, we can really
probably open the door for a lot of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, and your videos have millions of hits, and I'm sure that what you're hoping is exactly what is happening, is you put that message in there. You don't beat people over the head with it. You say, hey, this is what I'm interested in. Please learn more. Well, and I think that's great.
Actually, those videos only have a few thousand hits because we just started making them, and me and my friend Trevor Jacob we just go big and film him, edit him.
Well, Trevor's trouble. You should stay away from him, man. Yeah. You're gonna end up in jail to hang out with that dude.
Oh, yeah. Check out my boy Trevor Jacob. He jumped a moving train on his snowboard.
What could go wrong there?
Exactly.
Yeah, wait, and he's getting sued by the train company?
Now he's getting sued. We're going to be there for his trial August 1st, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So,
that seems lame. Okay, so where can people find your videos? Is it your website, johnnystrange.com?
If you go to YouTube, the YouTube account that they're put on is Strange World 01.
Okay, Strange World 01. And we also put a bunch of them up at kevinandbean.com if you want to link to them.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Sure.
Well, listen, we want to stay in touch with you, Johnny. I know you got a lot of stuff going on, but maybe after the North Pole, you can come back in.
How about just before he leaves for the North Pole, like the day before, too,
all right,
if you can.
I would love to, man.
And then lay out the plan. Yep. And then we'll talk to you when you get back and find out how that went.
I mean, Kevin and Bean's show is like it's really entertaining. K-Rock is the best station around, so I'm really pumped.
Well, you're very kind.
Really pumped and honored to be here.
Well, it's great to have you.
Have you, but just slow down a little. You're making us all look like lazy slobs. That's all I'm saying. So your next thing is when? You're going to North Pole when?
August?
I'm going to the North Pole August.
August.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, July 23rd.
July 23rd. Okay, so very soon.
And then one thing I would like to clear up, if that's okay. I always get asked, is that your real name is Johnny Strange?
Johnny Strange, right.
It is. Like, and when I was younger, it's weird. Like, you'd get made fun of in elementary school. Like, oh, your name's Johnny Strange, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm older. People are like, oh, why'd you create a fake stage name? It's like no, I didn't.
You can't win either way.
Right? My little sister, McKenna Strange, older sister, Brianna Strange.
That's so funny. And now that your lifestyle matches Johnny Strange, doesn't matter.
I'm just a weird person, man. I think we all are. I think the people who try to hide that they're not weird are just hiding something.
Let's say they're normal.
Yeah. What is normal?
I hear you.
Sanity is overrated.
Thanks for coming in, Johnny. Good
Thank
luck to you,
my
so friend.
Much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. See we you appreciate guys. It. Bye.
How about a benefit for the little people of America with comedian Brad Williams? We'll talk to Brad coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the show biz beat. Also, an all-new Bean's Death Corner on the way. And don't forget, tickets for Breakfast with Incubus just announced this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll have them for you every single day on the Kevin and Bean Show. Huge band, tiny, tiny venue. We're going to be looking for hardcore Incubus fans again tomorrow right here.
All right, let's say good morning to Harvey Levin, our friend from TMZ.com. Hi, Harvey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Welcome
back. Hi, Harvey.
How was your – did you take any time off over the 4th of July weekend or anything, Harvey?
I did. I went jet skiing a couple times.
I don't see Harvey taking time off, though. Like, I see Harvey working his BlackBerry on the jet ski.
No, I do bring my phone with me.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Harvey, I didn't look at the post, but I do follow you on Twitter, and I saw that you yourself have admitted that the TMZ polls on your website are BS. Explain why.
What?
Well, I mean, I just had a moment. So Macaulay Culkin sang My Way,
right?
At this bar. And he's pretty good. And then so this goes to show you what happens when I'm not involved in stuff. So, of course, the weekend producer who found it puts a poll up asking which is better, knowing what people are going to say. Right?
Right, of course.
Right.
So and, that's what happens when I'm not involved.
I see.
And Harvey Levin's version of the classic Frank Sinatra song, My Way, as far as I'm concerned, is the definitive version. I've even already forgotten that Sinatra did it.
Exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, it's Harvey's signature song. And how dare Macaulay Culkin even attempt to record it?
Can I just quickly tell you that this is one of the douchiest things I have ever done in my life.
Sweet.
like 3 weeks after I did this thing with Paul Anka, I went to this somebody's retirement party, and they were like they had done this. You know when they do tapes of people with their careers, and they have they've set it to music.
Nice.
I was standing in another room, and I heard it, and they. I can't even say this. And I listen, and I'm they're playing My Way over this video.
Right.
And for like 5 seconds, I thought, oh, my God, they put my song under
Don't
it.
Don't tell us it was
Sinatra.
My song. I like it. Just well, take ownership of it.
They picked the inferior version. There's no question about that.
Clearly, which is why I tweeted that it was BS.
That's awesome. All right, who are you? Who are you interested in? As we all try to get back up to speed for the new week.
I mean, I got to tell you because this is really an interesting dynamic. So on Friday, I don't know if you saw the site on Friday afternoon, but it was unbelievable. We broke the story of Arnold and Maria's divorce, right?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that in a second. But what's interesting is that. We broke like five divorces. David Duchovny and Tia Leone separated.
Right.
Patricia Arquette, Thomas Jane, divorce final. Scarlett Johansson, Ryan Reynolds, divorce final. George Lopez, divorce final.
Right.
And it's like what happens is that lawyers who represent high-profile clients like to do it just on the eve of a long holiday weekend because they figure that by the time people come back to work, the news cycle will have passed, and it's just a good way of managing it when you don't want a lot of publicity.
Oh, I see.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes a lot
boom,
of sense.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now, did I read this on your site, Harvey, and is this possibly true that Maria Shriver – herself, not Arnold's money, but she is worth $100 million.
You did. You read it on our site.
Oh, wow. My God. I never would have guessed that.
Well, I was surprised at that, too. But there we looked at, you know, some of the articles that have been written that seem to have kind of vetted this. And we don't know the exact amount, but they're estimating that she's worth $100 and he's worth $300 million. But the fact is, it really doesn't matter. We found out they did not have a prenup, which means that, you know, they've been married a quarter century. So it's pretty much going to be 50-50 on everything. Now, they don't have to. They're going to settle this thing. It's never going to go to trial.
Right.
And it may be that it's not exactly 50-50, but legally, it's all the same. I mean, they're entitled to equal shares of whatever each other made.
And they are both fairly media savvy people. I think you're absolutely right. This is not going to be one of these ugly dirt throwing in the press kind of divorces.
Come on,
I think
those
this
are
one's
the fun ones.
This one's going to go pretty quietly though, right?
I you know what? I would not bet on anything anymore except this, that I am just positive from everything I'm hearing. This is going to be so civilized because, I mean, first of all, I mean, they both care about these their kids,
right.
She is like fiercely protective, and the last thing she's going to do is cause more issues with publicity and everything else.
Right.
So it's going to totally be settled. I mean, the lawyers they've picked, Laura Wasser and Bob Kaufman, they've worked together on these high profile cases. They do everything under the radar. So I mean, this thing's they're going to work out the property, and it's going to go away.
TMZ.com is the website. TMZ Television. Check your local listings. And, of course, while you're on the website, be sure to get details. If you or you have relatives from out of town who are coming to Southern California, you have to take the TMZ tour, too. It is a blast. You will love it. Harvey, great to catch up.
This weekend?
Yes.
The bus had a problem, and a mechanical problem, and it broke down. So I raced out across the city to fix the bus. But,
what?
Well, I would never have been able to fix it, but I brought everybody water.
Harvey's the man you want on your side.
I can't fix the bus, but I have water. All right, Harvey, thank you.
I'll see you guys.
Bye now.
Ralph Garman joins us every hour at this time for the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, how was your vacation, by the way? Besides work and besides doing your podcast,
yeah.
You do anything else? Anything else fun?
Got away a little bit. Went down to Laguna Beach for a couple days with the wife
nice.
and the midget.
Sweet.
We had some fun down there. You know, my wife and I love to stay at this resort right there on the beach in Laguna. So we used to go down there when we were dating, and then when we were married, and we hadn't been down since we had the babies. And so we took Olivia down to the beach. And my wife said, we need to get you away because when the guys go on vacation and you get time off, you never go anywhere. You never do anything. You just stay around the house. And I feel like you waste your vacation. We need to go someplace and then get away. And then you'll really feel rested like you had a vacation if you get away
That's
on your
nice
vacation.
Of her.
And she was insisting that I needed to get away. So she booked us a couple days at this place in Laguna Beach.
Right.
And so I went down there. And it turns out that 3 days in a hotel room with a 14-month-old is not necessarily the most relaxing way to spend 3 days. Which I was trying to convey to my wife, who insisted it was contrary to that fact.
So you're saying in your
house.
And
it turns out I was right. And she was wrong.
In your house, you can go into another room.
I can get the hell away.
You go to the bat cave, right?
The kid is, crawling and scrambling and screaming and screeching. And I love her more than anything I've ever loved anything in my life. But when you have a big house, you can get into another floor even.
Right.
When you're
right.
in a hotel room, there is nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Other than the child being there.
14 months?
She should
stay in her own room.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Next time
we're gonna get her own room. We'll get connecting doors or whatever,
sure.
So we'll have to check in on her once in a while. Yeah. But I just want to leave a bowl of food out and just put her on one of those tethers and just, let
her
fend for
HBO
herself.
And
yeah,
just go
whatever.
For it.
So
you should never have given up the Vegas and hookers. That was the best vacations.
We got home, my wife was like, okay, maybe that wasn't the best way for you to unwind and relax.
It was an honest effort on her part.
Yeah, so the rest of the time she made no plans and I was much happier.
Yeah.
But we had a good time. It was a good family time.
Sure.
It wasn't good rest time.
Right.
Because the kid's up at 5:30 a.m. It's like, really? I'm waking up at 5:30 a.m. on my vacation?
On my vacation?
This is happening now? And it was a little socked in, so we really couldn't get her to the beach much.
Sweet.
So it was just a lot of time in the house. And
you were actually relieved to get up and leave the house today and go to work for a change.
Wow, let's not get nuts. I don't know about that. But, yeah, it's good. It's good to be back to work. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office over the long holiday weekend. Transformers 3 did very well for itself, as you can imagine. It had the third best worldwide debut weekend of all time. That's all.
That's
how
it.
Is
that?
That's all.
$372 million through Sunday. Only better than that was Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince and then Spider-Man 3. So, doing pretty well for itself. Cars 2 was number 2 at the box office with $32 million. And Bad Teacher, Crown, because how interested I am in the new Tom Hanks movie. I don't know the name of it. $15 million. Super 8, Monte Carlo, Green Lantern, Mr. Popper's Penguins, Bridesmaids, and Midnight in Paris, rounding out the top 10 at the box office. While we're talking about Transformers, Shia LaBeouf revealed this week that he will be directing a documentary about Marilyn Manson.
What?
And the making of his next album. Shy revealed this information on Live with Regis and Kelly last week. Turns out that Kelly Ripa is a Manson fan, she claims.
What? Wait, what? Huh?
Kelly Ripa says she is a Marilyn Manson fan.
Really? I would not have predicted that.
I would not either.
That's weird.
Regis, now, Regis, no, I can see being an
Manson fan. Regis, yeah. Him and Marilyn doing bumps backstage. That's sure. What I can imagine. Shia revealed that he was surprised to find out that Marilyn Manson lives in West Hollywood in an apartment over a liquor store.
Why was he surprised to find that out?
I'm surprised. Why maybe does he have a mansion?
He'd have a home somewhere, yeah. As opposed to a dingy joint over a liquor store in West Hollywood. Shia said he was also interested to find out that there are no lights in the room. The only way you can get around his apartment is by going by the light of your cell phone.
What?
Okay. What's going on?
What's he smoking?
What's happening?
There are no details about Marilyn's album except that it's due out later this year, but Shia said he will be directing a documentary about the making of that album.
Huh.
Which is an interesting choice, too, I think, because I don't think Shia's ever directed anything, but...
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we'll find out more when it comes out, but Marilyn Manson can only read during the daytime unless he wants to read by his cell phone?
Read.
Why? Yeah. Please
read. Like he's reading.
Well, maybe. That's weird.
That is weird. Kind of sad. If it has to be that way. If it's a choice, I guess that's one thing.
I think it's a choice.
You think?
I think. Yeah. Not having electricity, to me, that seems like a choice for him.
I mentioned that the debut of Two and a Half Men, the 2.0 version with Ashton Kutcher starring instead of Charlie Sheen, is going to debut on September the 19th, Monday.
Right.
In case you want to circle your calendar, they're going to have the first episode featuring Ashton. Charlie Sheen's character will be killed off in that episode, as I mentioned.
Winning.
No danger of Charlie ever coming back to that show. However, we just got word today of a little counter-programming.
Okay.
Comedy Central has announced the Charlie Sheen roast will also air on Monday, September the 19th.
Take a quick poll. Is anyone else here as not interested in watching that as me?
I really don't care.
Not one bit.
Not at all.
I don't want to see him ever speak again.
Mm-mm. No, and I don't want to see him get the attention of these comedians making jokes about him. I just want him to fade away.
Yeah.
But right. If you are interested, that's when that will be airing. So I think there are different times, though, so you can do both if you like. But I thought that was interesting choice.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis and the News is 61 years old today. It's funny, when I was trying to get Adam West, his star, on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I tapped our buddy Jimmy Kimmel, who, of course, has his very popular late-night show right there in Hollywood.
Right.
Next to the El Capitan Theater. And I said, you know, we're trying to get letters of support for the Adam West star campaign. If you could do me a favor, write me a letter so that I could submit it with the application to the Chamber of Commerce and maybe get Adam a star. And we had gotten letters from Seth MacFarlane, of course, from Family Guy. Conan O'Brien was kind enough to write us one. Nice. We had some really high-end letters, and I thought one from Jimmy would really put it over the top. So Jimmy was very kind, and he said, of course, I'll write a letter in support of Adam. And he said, you know, Adam West is your Huey Lewis. For me, because he loves Huey Lewis the way I love Adam West.
He really does. It's inexplicable.
And I wrote back and said, yes, except I've heard Adam and he can sing. To which Jimmy promptly responded with an email and also CC'd his assistant saying, please tear up that letter of recommendation for Adam West. So I'm glad he was only kidding.
That's an unnatural love for Huey
Lewis.
I'm
sure Jimmy is celebrating today. Edie Falco is 48 years old today. She's on Nurse Jackie over there on Showtime.
That show's so good.
It's
good.
Over. It's the end. It was over last
short
weekend.
Short seasons over there, right? Like ten episodes?
HBO
like that?
Is the same way.
They four get, episodes?
No, and I was bummed about. Stars has canceled.
Camelot?
How upset I am.
You were
Camelot.
Upset.
Yeah. Yes, which was
great. I was surprised
great,
by that.
Which was a great series. And it was canceled. I was very sad.
Just
one
started.
Season. Yeah. They played out the first season. But apparently it's very expensive to make. They shoot it in Ireland. They had a bunch of different actors with some scheduling problems. They said,
wow.
Forget about it. We're not that interested. Which I was bummed. And then next weekend, or maybe, no, I think it's this weekend, starts on, the stars are Showtime, Torchwood Miracle Day.
Oh, Torchwood, that the British series is great.
Yeah, which was the spinoff of Doctor Who. But Captain Jack Harkness and his crew comes back to American television this time, starting this weekend, I believe.
It's sort of, for those of you that haven't seen it, it's a little bit like The X-Files, except for these guys they wear a glove and they can bring you back to life for 2 minutes and ask you what happened.
Yeah, it's a covert government agency that handles weird
things. It's kind of like Fringe and X-Files and that kind of stuff, but it's a very, very cool show.
It's good.
That's all I got.
Okay.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show, got a brand new Bean's Death Corner for you coming up. Ralph, of course, has the Showbiz News at the end of the hour. Two of our favorite comedians are doing a benefit tonight for the Little People of America. Jim Jeffries is one of them. Brad Williams is the other. Neither of whom I would expect would be in on this cause. So I'm very confused by this whole deal. Let's welcome our friend Brad. You can follow on Twitter at FunnyBrad or go to his website, BradWilliamsComedy.com. And he joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Brad, how are you, man?
This may be my last appearance ever on the show. I think the little people may revolt tonight.
All right. Now, that's the question that we have, because the Little People of America, although you are a member of the height group, they are not fans of yours.
No, they don't like me because I say the word midget, but they're doing this fundraiser tonight at the Hyatt in Garden Grove, and they needed entertainment. So they called me up and they said, "Hey, we want you. We know we've had our differences, but we want you to do it under the one circumstance that you don't tell any midget jokes."
Okay, now I'm confused by this because you would kill in this room. There are going to be a lot of little people there. They've heard the midget comedy. They love the midget comedy, I'm guessing, right?
How messed up is that? You don't go to Journey and say, "Hey, you know that Don't Stop Believing song? F that. Don't play it."
Yeah. Do you have comedy that does not involve midgets?
I mean, I got it, but if I'm there, might as well talk about it. But after going back and forth and arguing, I finally agreed. I was like, "Okay, fine. I'll play your game. I'll dance. It's okay." Who else is doing the show? And they said, "Jim Jeffries." And I said, "Well, then I'm not editing myself, because whatever he says is going to be way worse."
Correct. Yeah. Doesn't matter what you say. If Jim Jeffries is there, you win.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he's super funny, but as far as being offensive.
Yeah, I could talk about baby genocide.
It'd be less offensive than whatever Jim Jeffries has got going on. Now, when I first heard, Brad, that you were doing a benefit, I thought, oh, they're raising money to fight a disease or to raise funds for the tsunami or whatever it was. Then I heard it was Little People of America, and I didn't know that that was a charitable group that was in need of donations. What are we trying to cure dwarfism? What are we raising money for with this event?
Well, actually, I mean, as much as they don't really like my comedy, they are a great organization in that they do raise money for little people when they need surgeries done. We commonly have back and neck problems. And when we need surgeries, you can go to LPA. They will provide some funds for that. So it'd be great if people can come out and donate. Now, the actual ticket price, and this is perfect for Kevin and Bean listeners, is free.
It's free.
Yes. So we encourage you to donate. You can donate $5 or nothing. It's whatever you want.
Probably the smaller bills they would like more.
Why are you on the bill, Kevin?
Because they're little.
Why are
bills? I come up with this off the top of my head.
Look, I think you should not push the free angle as much as you have to donate something to get in, because the whole reason you and Jim are giving your time is because you're trying to raise money for a worthy cause. So if you can go to this thing, you can afford to drop a couple of bucks in.
Well, that's the reason why I'm giving my time. I called up Jim to say, like, you know, "Jimmy, what's your angle on this? Because I know you've got one." And Jimmy Jeffries told me, he's like, I'm not going for the charity. I know if I do a show for a bunch of midgets, A, I'll get a brand new bed out of it. And B, Jim really wants to have sex with a little person, woman.
Oh. And does he have his eyes on you, Brad? Do you know?
He's looking at me to be his midget wingman.
Yeah, you're the ultimate wingman in that room.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, Brad is hilarious, by the way. You should definitely go to this at the Hyatt Regency Hotel Anaheim tonight. It starts at 9:30. Jim Jeffries is great, too. But Brad is one of those guys, when Brad shows up, it's a party. You know what I mean? Like, the whole room's on fire when Brad is there. And by the way, I follow you on Twitter, Brad, and it's amazing to me how many pictures you post of you with really, really hot chicks. They can't wait to touch you when they meet you. That must be so awesome for you.
You know, it really is. I found out that a lot of people, a lot of women just have, like, that midget fetish that they want to cross off their bucket list before they die.
And you're like, all right, I'm down. Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, hey, one more thing before you go. I want to confirm that this is true. You played golf with the King of Mexico over the holiday, over the break?
I played golf with the King of Mexico, and I beat him.
You beat him. Here's the thing about the King of Mexico. He'll brag about anything. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's golf and he doesn't play, he'll go, I'll kick your ass.
Yep.
But yeah. you ended up beating him.
How insulting was it that before he played golf, he looked at me and said, hey, Dad, what's your handicap?
and this was real full-size golf. I would expect you to excel in miniature golf, but no.
Oh, look at that.
And anytime you can beat a Mexican at anything that involves lawns and grass.
You're doing all right by your book?
All right. Little People of America, benefit with Jim Jefferies and Brad Williams at tonight Hyatt Regency Hotel in Anaheim. Give a couple of bucks when you walk in and get more details at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Brad, thanks for coming on, man.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Ralph Garman joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show with our final look at the showbiz beat for today. What's going on, Ralph?
And again, I got your emails. A lot of people were emailing. Yes, Kevin and Bean did cancel this segment for about 2 weeks. They pulled me off the air with the showbiz beat, but I was able to get back on the air thanks to your letters and complaints saying that you missed the showbiz beat. I appreciate that. However, Kevin and Bean did say, unless they got 100,000 emails of support,
they are going
to pull this segment again.
If you like the showbiz beat,
you may want to show your support by emailing Kevin and Bean 100,000 times to make sure it stays on the air. That's
an
all.
Alternate version of that story is...
Oh, sorry, I can't hear you. Keyboard Bat is playing Bean, and you can't be heard.
Keyboard Bat now?
That's Keyboard Bat.
We were actually on vacation, so you weren't here to do the showbiz beat. It wasn't that it was canceled, it's just that we were in best-of mode.
Lies upon lies.
That's
all
you
get
any
from
of
Kevin
those days.
And Bean. I was here every day, just sitting here...
waiting to come in.
Waiting for permission to go back in the air, and I was denied every step of the way, and I will not have it.
Who denied you?
The man. Congratulations to Justin Timberlake. While we were on vacation, we didn't get a chance to mention he was made a creative president of MySpace.
He's glad
he got a job, because I was worried. I was worried about him. I was worried about the fact he was going
to
run out of money. So he's got a gig apparently.
Now, what's he going to do with MySpace? Do we think? Because it's worth next to nothing now, right?
Yeah, it is.
No, Justin has said he thinks there needs to be some sort of social network where fans can keep in touch with celebrities and their projects.
Right.
Yeah. To which we all said that's called Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah,
isn't it, Justin?
That's weird.
But he's going to revamp it. He's going to bring it back to life. Going to resuscitate MySpace.
It's hard to doubt him. Everything he does turns to gold. So.
Well, that's what I was thinking today as I read the story that in the past 2 weeks, he has been spotted on the town with Ashley Olsen, Olivia Wilde, and Mila Kunis.
Wow.
All right.
And yet still another mystery brunette who they can't quite identify, but she was very pretty. And she was seen having dinner with her in New York over the weekend. So
he wins.
4 women in 2 weeks of increasing quality.
That we've seen.
Yeah. That he's been seen in public with.
Yeah.
Let alone the ones he keeps locked up in his basement as sex slaves.
He doesn't really need to do that, I don't think.
No.
I don't think I could choose between Mila Kunis and Olivia Wilde, by the way.
I'd choose a different one each night.
That would be a tough choice.
I'd alternate.
Yeah. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are also in the news this morning. They were vacationing for the long holiday weekend in the Hamptons in New York. The Hamptons, where all the rich people.
Is that how they talk?
That's where they talk, and that's how they party with their polo ponies and their yachts. They were hanging out, and apparently Justin spent $700 on resort wear at a joint called the Flying Point Surf and Sports Store. Then he and Selena went next door to get some ice cream, but sadly, they didn't accept credit cards, and the Bieber had no cash on him. No cash.
They turned him away.
I can't believe a place in the Hamptons wouldn't accept credit cards.
I guess it was just for an ice cream
credit
cone.
Credit card for
probably
like $2.
Some sort of limit.
I mean,
but the Bieb had no cash.
That's fun.
So at this point, you think he should have been murdered, right? They should have killed him. They should have shot him right in the head.
Well, I don't know about that.
What should have happened.
I think that's how they deal with things.
That's how they deal with things in the Hamptons. No cash, then you die, sir. But a fan stepped in and picked up the price of the ice cream for Selena and himself. Paid for his ice cream.
Boo. Justin apparently had one of his bodyguards beat the fan to death.
That's true.
Which I think is an inappropriate response to someone being...
Just try to be nice.
Generous.
Beer Mug, was it you who told me over the weekend that Justin Bieber was front row at the UFC fight in Las Vegas?
He was.
What's that about?
He was front row.
You know, he's a hardcore MMAer.
At the UFC.
Is he?
Yeah. It's the only time I yelled at the TV.
I mean, I remember seeing him.
Come on!
I remember seeing him courtside during some of the NBA finals, and I thought, well, the kid does play basketball. He's probably a basketball fan, but this was a shock to me to see him at UFC.
Yes.
Yeah, word says he's training to fight GSP next month.
That's great. I take Bieber in that fight. Daniel Radcliffe doing a lot of interviews as we lead up to the finale of the Harry Potter movie series. The last one's coming out early July, I want to say.
Like next week or
maybe
something.
Maybe a week from Friday or
14th.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Now, is this the last one or is this the first part of the last one?
This is part two of the last one. Part of the last one.
Oh, so this is it.
Yeah.
When you say this
when
is
I say
it.
This is it, I mean
you
this,
mean
is,
this
it.
Is it.
This is it. I mean this is it.
Is it too late for me to jump in?
No. I think you'll have no problem following the story at all. Just come on in. See the second half of the final story and then you'll figure it out.
This will be it. This is it. When I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it. He told GQ Magazine, the British edition of that magazine, that he has quit drinking. The 21-year-old Harry Potter star has quit drinking. Because he says he realizes he has been partying too much, and it's time for him to give up the booze at the ripe old age of 21.
Hasn't he only been able to drink legally for like 2 months?
Here in the States, I believe in the UK, the age is different. I believe it's 18 there.
It's like 9.
I don't believe it's 9. I think it is... 18. Significantly less than 21. But
he's already had enough for life?
He said, as much as I would love to be the person that goes to parties and has a couple of drinks and a nice time, that doesn't work for me, he says. You know, start the hard drinking between 11 and 13. It's going to catch up with you. But he says, now it's taken its toll and he has given it up. To which I say, flimsy!
Give him the breathalyzer!
And that's a mistake to announce that, by the way. There's no reason for him to say, I'm never going to drink again, because who knows, a couple years from now, maybe he feels like having a drink. It's not that big a deal.
He's going to show up S-faced someplace sometime soon, that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
He's on the road to rehab.
Celebrity rehab.
That's right. By the way, have you been watching the Celebrity Rehab
Watch the first one, not the second one.
Oh, pretty so good.
Yeah. Pretty damn
so good.
Good.
You missed the second episode where Bai Ling did a header off the roof?
That's awesome.
As far as I know, they tease you. Yeah, the Dr. Drew show has become like a soap opera. Every episode now has a cliffhanger, and this one literally was a hanger because Bai Ling was up on the roof of the complex.
Wow!
You see her sort of stumbling down down the gutter, the rain gutter there, and then Drew's like hauling ass to the backyard. I'm assuming
she
comes off of it. But I was very entertaining crew this year.
I got a lot of complaints with the doctor the next. I think we're having him on next week or something. A lot of complaints. Well, first of all, he's always trying to talk women out of doing porn.
Yes.
You ever notice that, Ralph?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
Amy Fisher, don't take off your clothes and have sex for money. Don't do that.
You probably have to get all kinds of loaded to do that, right? You have to numb yourself inside. Shut up! Amy's looking good, too, by the way.
Grown-ass woman. Let her do what she wants to do, Dr. Drew. You stay out of it.
Done some good work on her.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's going on there, but... All I know is in this Sunday's episode, Steven Adler, who is returning for, I don't know, his 19th appearance on Celebrity Rehab, starts bitching Amy Fisher because she's complaining all the time. So, look, you don't have it so tough. I've done everything that you have. I've been through everything that you have. So stop complaining. I've done everything that you have. Well, not a shot a woman in the head.
What about that? What about that part?
Which reduces Amy to tears.
Yeah, she's sensitive about people bringing that up.
I'm just saying, that is the funniest show on television.
I don't think that's what
they're
going for.
Dr. Drew is quite the comedian. I think he should be very proud of his work.
Yeah.
What time do I have to get out of here? 53, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a little time.
I got a little time. Soundgarden launched its reunion tour Saturday night in Toronto. Apparently, they played 21 songs in 2 hours at the Molson Arena in Toronto, and everyone said it was a great, great show. So congratulations to those guys. I was not initially excited about the Soundgarden reunion.
Are you now?
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, it's okay if they don't get together again. But now everyone's saying the live show is just amazing. So apparently if they're coming to a town near you, you want to go check that out.
Kevin, are they part of your Lollapalooza weekend coming up in a little bit?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And some casting news. Looks like Adrian Palicki who was supposed to be Wonder Woman, isn't going to be Wonder Woman because they didn't pick up that series, but she hasn't been out of work for long. She's been added to the cast of G.I. Joe Cobra Strikes, the sequel to the popular G.I. Joe movie. Channing Tatum also returns, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson will play Roadblock in the film. RZA apparently also in this film.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised by. And Chris Hemsworth is returning as Thor. He will be in a sequel to the movie that has been locked in July the 26th, 2013. Disney says that's when you can look for the second Thor movie.
I don't need to know about a movie that's not going to come out until 2013.
You need to circle your calendar.
I don't.
And maybe they heard Kevin bitching and moaning about morning news programs like the Today Show. Kevin doesn't like the celebrity news and the cooking segments and all
terrible.
That kind of stuff. CBS has announced
how to infuse your kitchen with color today.
No more fluff on the CBS morning program. Serious news from now on for them.
Don't they want people to watch?
News-driven show focused on politics and the storytelling techniques that have defined shows like 60 Minutes, they've announced.
Are they going to use the crew from 60 Minutes?
I hope they do.
Because if not,
the early
or is
show,
it going to be Julie Chen getting deep?
The early show is going to be a real news program, they promised. Look, they got nothing to lose. They're the third place rated morning show, and maybe they can fill a void and people would be interested to go see.
So if I have my choice, if the Today Show has Lady Gaga doing a live concert and they're on talking about wonky political stuff about the Iowa debates, I'm supposed to go with CBS? That's what they're thinking?
You're supposed to learn something, yes. Until there's some sort of, I don't know, 24-hour news network that you can go to get your news from, this is what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to bring us our news in the morning so we can find out what's going on in the world.
That's when people want to think about the big issues, is at 8 a.m.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Huey Lewis of Huey Lewis in the News turned 61 years old today. As we were talking about RZA joining G.I. Joe, he celebrates his 42nd birthday today. And Edie Falco from Nurse Jackie, great, great TV series. She is 48 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Wednesday morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We have Would You Like to Take That Back? Been collecting those for quite some time.
Oh,
unfortunately,
man.
We have a bunch. You had sex dreams about celebrities. Somebody wrote Bean an email saying that they had a sex dream repeatedly about Huey Lewis from Huey Lewis in the News.
Well, if the rumors are true,
she know.
Had a good time because right. The word is he's
really?
He's packing. Oh, yeah.
He's on that list?
Oh, I didn't know that. My friend. The legends
so
say.
It's him and Duchovny and Dolph Lundgren and Bean? That's the list you're talking about?
Yeah, well, I didn't recognize that last name.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Supposedly, he's the one.
Is the Pope. Polish? On Twitter? Is he on Twitter now? Is he
German?
Is he tweeting?
Is this a joke?
No.
Oh.
We have Adam Carolla tomorrow, This Week in Radio.
Yeah.
And more tickets for you to go to our Breakfast with Incubus. That's coming up tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.